don't know, bruv. He just came out with
the first. Is bait. I saw we saw Craig Mitch the other day as well.
Yeah, we did still. I said I was poet.
I said poet.
Hey, bro, why are you
behind
the camera, bro?
Question from,
like,
every guest.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
I said it.
Just, it's not for me right now, innit? Right now. I have no other way to explain it. Still, bro.
Right now. We've been doing this for over a year.
Yeah. One day, man.
Dream selling. This is crazy.
What should I call you on the pod, by the way?
The Edo's come.
Edo, cool. Ooh. This ain't your first pod, no? How many you been on?
Two.
Fairs. How was that?
It was calming it. My boys one, still changing. That one is patterned. It's
still changing. I've heard of them.
It's, but that might take more of like a
religious standpoint. Yeah.
Religious viewing it. And I was on Back to Chat.
Okay.
With Timmy and that one. A bit messy still.
Shadeborough, well, apparently.
Yeah.
Is that the one that was on Shadeborough?
Yeah.
With who was the guest? You and what's
the someone else?
Hindia. Yeah. What was she? Is that the game one?
Yeah.
Oh, first.
Yeah. It was the game one. So.
How did you feel about that when she said that?
You know what? Yeah. When I sort of understood like where she was trying to come from,
mm-hmm.
it was sort of like the aspect of if all you're doing is playing the game,
mm-hmm.
then like. Basically, you need to sort of like sort yourself out in it because, like, if man them are really busy, then you shouldn't really have time to be playing the game in it. Mm. But the way that she said it was kind of like, you shouldn't be playing the game at all. That's why I was trying to be like, no, I'm not gonna lie, you're like chatting still.
They are chatting, man.
Like, I didn't take it too literal though. When she said it, I just took it as that. If that's all you're doing, that's how I took it. I didn't take it as, you can't play games full stop.
Yeah, online.
But did she say that though? She said that.
I can't remember what she said.
She phrased it in the way that, like, you shouldn't be playing the game like, at all. Like, you shouldn't own a PlayStation.
Yeah, see, like,
that's funny, though.
She's not the only one that thinks of that as well.
That's funny.
Because more time when we're on the game, we're supposed to be, or they want us to be on FaceTime to them.
Mm.
So that's their time that they want, they're not getting.
Yeah.
But, charge that, man.
I don't play games anymore, though, bro.
Not at all.
I don't know why.
Uh-uh.
I swear.
I do still.
I started thinking about it yesterday. I was like, yo, like, I ain't played a game in, like, I want to say, like, a year.
A year?
Yeah, maybe even longer, you know.
I was on FIFA yesterday. Man. That's crazy.
Yesterday.
What? Bro.
I ain't played a game.
Maybe, like, a Pro Club single.
Oh, if it's Pro Club, Pro Club, it's gone. We don't play Pro Club anymore.
Oh, okay, that's
fair. But I think that's because, like, a lot of us ain't got the PS5.
Okay.
And those that have it don't really play FIFA because not everyone's on there.
Okay, yeah, first.
Yeah.
But if we had it, we'd be smoking guys as you
standard.
You got a team?
What is it?
You got a team?
What, for Pro Clubs?
Yeah.
I'm chatting. I ain't played Pro Clubs in a hot minute. I haven't played Pro Clubs in a hot minute.
First.
Well, that's good
times,
though.
No, bro. Pro Clubs was a good time.
You lot seen Girth and Turf on TikTok?
Yeah, that's pause though.
That's not a pause. It's the name of the club, bro. Angry Ginge and Philly, the club.
I've seen some of their clips. So
it's funny though.
Yeah, funny. Yeah, but I couldn't have him talking like that to me.
Who, Ginge?
Yeah. It's for the visuals and all that, but
he takes it a bit too.
Yeah, like you can't. Man said he made H pay him like $5 to.
I don't even believe that though.
Like, that can't be real.
Made him pay five bills to not set out of two games. Like, what? Like, even if the money's there, man's not paying no $5 to play the game, bruv. Like, but yeah, anyways, we've got a special guest today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
It's Edo.
Where can they find you? All that stuff. You know what I mean?
TikTok, Insta, Edo Show.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Thank you for coming.
Just come, bro.
But yeah, let's do the quick intro. It's the What We're Saying pod. It's your boy Hustle Hustler. You're joining my co-host Tina in the building.
What are you saying?
You're also joining my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo Ape.
Yo.
What are we saying?
Make sure you look, like, comment and subscribe, innit?
Yeah. Check the polls. What We're Saying pod is the TikTok, all that good stuff.
But yeah, you mentioned TikTok. Why did you start TikTok?
Well, I start TikTok?
Yeah.
Bro, that's even a good question, fam.
No, because like... Like, wait, how old are your age? How, what, 23?
Yeah, I'm 23.
Yeah, it's like growing up, being on socials, guys weren't really on that.
Yeah, nah. The thing is, I wasn't really taking it, like, serious or anything. Mm. Like, it was just something that I was just doing, like in spare time.
Yeah.
And whatever. And then I started doing, like, car videos.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it wasn't talking, it was just like vibes and like playlists and that sort of stuff.
No, yeah.
And then it started like blowing up. So I was like, you know what, let me continue doing it, continue doing the type of thing, innit? I was branching out, like trying to like contact artists and so forth. So my idea, the whole idea was to start doing like
carpools, yeah,
like,
yeah,
sort of interviews. But TikTok don't like that, because like they sort of saying that it's like dangerous type thing, innit? Because they don't know how it's being recorded. So for them, it's like, I'm in a moving car whilst it's being recorded, so it counts as dangerous, innit? That's sort of like, cut that out.
Yeah.
That was tough for me still, because, bro, if I could do that now, like, yeah, I'll be making bank still.
I hear it. No, because when we saw, I saw it with Timo Lennon.
Yeah.
I saw that, I was like, right, this is cold, like.
Yeah. Like, there's something that, like, I was trying to like get into. They weren't really having it. So I was like, you know what? Let me just
do something else. Yeah, but when you do your own videos, what's the issue? Like, as in, like, I'm sure you still do the car videos. I've seen them before.
I do the car videos, but not the playlist videos anymore. Now it's just me speaking and stuff like that.
What's the difference?
The car stationary.
Oh. So,
yeah. Even when I was speaking, those times where, like, I'll be speaking, like, whilst I'm on the move or whilst I'm going somewhere, they still flag it.
Damn.
So, yeah, that man, they don't.
No, we've never been flagged, so that's why I never, like, I didn't even know about what that flag is.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing.
I didn't know it like that.
It's serious, bro. Because the thing is, like, they don't flag it straight away, innit? That's what's worse. So if I woke up the next day and it was flagged, I'd be jarred. Or like, but I wouldn't be like that annoyed.
Yeah.
But more time, they'll leave it for like a week. It might touch over 100k views.
And then flag it.
And they'll say it has to be deleted.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Sometimes I get people messaging me like, oh, what happened to the video or whatever. I'm just like, it just took off.
Damn, that's peak.
Just had to leave it still.
But I hear it still. That's how a lot of people started. They just did it for for vibes, innit? But
who's the famous comedian that did carpool with rappers? White guy.
Some white guy. Yeah, I can't remember his name though.
James Corden.
Oh right. Yeah.
I saw it with when Quavo. Migos.
Yeah, that was
cold.
Yeah.
That was cold. Yeah. That's when I was still like, yo, these man are cold still, the ad-libs and all that. But even talking about cars.
Yeah, what happened? This guy came in.
I thought you already talked about it.
You what?
Not crash, but man hit something, innit? I was reversing.
You hit someone, they hit you.
No, it was not somebody. It was like a wall. Bro, on God, I don't know what I was thinking about. And it was literally as I was parking in.
What, just
outside?
Yes, yeah. Bro. Yes.
You parked next to me?
Nah. I think maybe I parked next to you. I think maybe I parked next to you.
Those two cars. Next my thing still.
Oh, right. So then I parked at another CLA, bro.
Oh, okay.
Bro.
Maybe the person moved, so it might be my next man. You didn't touch my car door. brother. Listen, yeah. Whereas we're gonna have to start sending invoices for the appearance.
No. I just hit the wall, bro. But I don't know what I was thinking of. I just had stuff in my mind, bro. I was just reversing.
But what was on your mind so much like?
Bro, I was just on my phone, and I felt it in my back. I was like, yo, what?
Boom.
My mouth just, I was like, I didn't say anything because I was like, bro, what just happened right now? Then, but it wasn't that deep.
Nah, it's not that deep.
It wasn't that deep.
It's
obvious.
Is it obvious?
Like, I'm sure it's obvious, but like, it's not cry worthy, you know?
Yeah. Like, you're in there till the morning, though. Like, when you cry. That's when the realization is.
It's dark, to be fair. It's true, actually, it's dark.
I don't say that.
Especially when man's tired, I'll just close the car and be like, you know what, like, I bun it. In the morning, when I go and see the damage, I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
This is serious stuff.
I'm just happy that it's at the back. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but if it's a dent, you have to make sure there's not a dent. If it's a scratch, it's patternable. If it's a dent.
No, it's a dent.
Dent.
No, it's a dent.
In the wall.
It's not a scratch, it's a dent.
Was the music loud?
Bro, it's got nothing to do with the music, bro.
It's got to be silent, though.
I've got back senses, bro.
Oh, she even watching.
Oh, is it?
I was either just rushing and I didn't realise how much space I didn't have. Like, when you're reversing into these walls, like, it's actually tight.
Yeah, that's true.
But, like, because I was thinking of the event. That's what I was thinking. I was just thinking of the event. I was thinking, oh, yo, we have to post it today. And I was just on, like, no, I weren't on my phone, but I just had, you know them ones where you just scream, like, the scream, the scream came out, like, first. But you know,
at least it happened like here though, whilst you got to your destination. If you're on the way here,
yeah, then I'll be thinking about it now. Yeah, it would have stressed me out because, like, oh, I can't see it. But even now, like, yo, I'm not checking this, like, let's just cut. But because you went to the back,
But like, you went to the back first.
I said, yo, I had to see what happened. No. I had to see the damage in it.
When he saw it, I was just looking at his face. I was like, is it bad? He's like, nah, like, it's just here.
It's bad still.
But like, when I went to go and look at it, I was like, it could have been worse. But because of the sound,
yeah.
It could have been worse. That sound was bad. Okay, I'm just happy, like, it was the back. It didn't make sense for it to be massive, innit?
Okay, yeah, fair.
But, like, it's bad, innit? Not bad.
This is the first stuff that happens. Like, after something bad happens, your mind sort of...
Yeah, I'm trying to make
sense. In a way, that's kind of like, yeah, you know what? It's not that deep.
Yeah, that's how it was.
That's a denial phase.
Yeah. If I came here angry and I was like... you know what I mean?
You're the professional store.
Bro, I saw the bags. I picked up. I said, yeah. This should do
cool your head.
Cool my head, innit?
You gonna get fixed, or is it...
I'll be real.
Because that price could be...
If I'm paying over $2, I'm not fixing it.
Yeah, I hear it still.
Like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah.
Generally, it's not worth it. It is what it is.
That makes sense.
But I know a couple guys that, if they scratch their alloy, they're going to fix it straight away. Me?
Alloy?
For me?
Who's even paying attention to the alloy?
I promise you, I don't give a damn.
It's not that serious.
I don't really care.
To be fair, if the alloy is black...
Yeah, I'm not... Black. My alloys are black.
So if you scratch them, it's big.
Scratched up still.
Swear.
Yeah, bro. But like, the second day that I had the car... I scratched it.
Second day?
Yeah, bro.
Scratched that alloy or the car?
No, the alloy.
How?
I was trying to park.
I'm pissed, man.
What kind of park, man? Parallel.
Bro, no, it wasn't even parallel, bro. Like,
no.
I just turned left to park up, and I thought I wasn't close to the curb, but I was. That was it.
But some of these curbs are peak, though.
Yeah, it's dark. All my alloys are scratched apart from one.
I don't even look at it, bro. Like, man, like, I don't know how I bought them. I just... Like, I don't actually check them at all. I don't care about
them. There's no point.
Yeah, as long as you get me there.
Until it gets really bad.
Yeah, or the body. As long as the body looks fine and I'm cool still.
Yeah.
But I'm actually just deep and like, bro, man, I actually hit my car.
You know, he said he knows Renee and Filmer.
Yeah, I saw them follow each other.
Yeah, I saw it as well.
Bro, I'm a stalker on Instagram.
Crazy.
It's a small world still.
Nah, it is. London's small, bro. London's small still. What part are you from?
Croydon.
Oh, yeah, that's how I know them.
Ask him how long it took him to drive here.
Hour 30 still.
What?
From Croydon? I thought it went north.
Dedication still. Dedication.
Bro, I saw it in north.
We are. Yeah, Croydon's deep south.
Yeah.
Fair enough, you know.
Oh, yeah. Down. He's me thinking Croydon's like nearer these sides.
Nah.
Yeah, Croydon's... But even then, for me to get to Croydon now, it'll take me like a good... 40, 50 minutes.
From where?
Really?
From my yard, bro.
More, probably.
Bro, Croydon's far. Like, probably more. Anywhere you go from Croydon is far.
You look got trams
in there. Croydon's far.
I'm still like...
There's trams in Croydon?
I swear.
Yeah.
I promise you, I've been to Croydon like, at least once. Once, maybe twice, max in my life.
But I'm like in between like Croydon and Streatham.
No, fair enough.
So like, it's not too...
No, it's far.
Obviously, I'm not trying to like be out exactly where I live. But like... It's not too bad.
Oh, that's where Dave's from, isn't it? That's
right. Yeah.
Streatham. I think he's even got an album coming, I think.
Who?
Dave. Third album.
I actually don't even check up on these artists.
I think I saw that story. He's gone.
I thought
I saw it, but I thought like all of them are fake because it was like April Fool's and everything.
Oh, was it on April the 1st that you saw it?
Yeah. But I've been seeing multiple though. That's the thing. So I think it's just fake, innit? But. Who knows?
But it's about time though, because when was his last one?
Yeah, like 2022. It's about time still, I don't even lie, but.
And I'm apparently Future and Metro dropping another album.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We still don't trust you.
Same moments, that's the name of it.
Apparently, that's what it's called, isn't it? Which is wild.
That's funny still.
And then J. Cole's gonna respond, but apparently it's underwhelming. I ain't heard it. 7 minutes long. I'm not listening to that.
It's not 7 minutes.
Swear, they lied. Yeah. How long
is that? 3 minutes.
I swear.
Just that it's called 7 minutes.
Is that J. Cole's?
It's called 7 minutes.
It's called 7 minutes, but it's not 7 minutes.
You heard it?
Yeah.
What was it saying?
Like, it's calm, innit? But it's like... I can't really speak on J. Cole. I'm not a rapper, innit? So I can't really, like, give, like, a crazy verdict.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think it's anything mad type thing. Like, it's not really anything that, like, you can listen to and be like, oh,
rah.
Yeah.
Like, he really just exposed that type thing. No one's really got anything to expose that. Like, no one's really got any...
I'm waiting for Drake to say something, though.
He's not going to say
anything. He definitely knows something, though, that can be like, rah.
Bro, I think UK guys will do way better in, like, diss tracks than US guys.
What UK guys?
Like, drill rappers. I don't even lie.
I think
they'll kill diss tracks against US people.
The only UK artist I can think that will do on a diss track is Chip.
No, but like,
they're beef for serious.
They're beef
for serious. No, but see, all the grime,
my youngin', period.
All the grime artists, like, put them on a beat and to diss their up, bro, they're killing it, bro. But these Americans, like, I don't really feel it. Like, even when Kendrick did that, I'd be right. Unless somebody told me he's dissing, I would have even known.
No, but remember Drake and Meek's beef, though? That was serious, though.
I don't even remember it.
The back-to-back freestyle?
Nope.
What?
Yeah, I was never even into the American music like that. I
swear.
So, yeah, I don't remember it like that. All I know is they made a track that... What's the one that Meek and Drake on?
Oh, Going Bad.
Yeah, that song's hard though. Yeah, that's hard. That's the song I know, innit? But other than that, yeah, I wasn't really paying attention to their beef like that still. I don't even know.
And apparently Rick Ross was jamming to the diss against Drake.
Bro, I think it's all against Drake right now.
I don't know why though.
Everyone's against Drake
still. That's the last person you want to go against. I don't get it.
Why is I don't think so.
He's the greatest.
So what's he going to do?
But he lost his last beef.
To who?
What's the guy that exposed as a kid, 40? Bro?
Pusha T.
Pusha T?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you don't call, that's a one-off, though. Like,
That's
a one-off.
He definitely lost, though.
He lost,
yeah. Yeah, he lost, but
I think he beat...
At the same time, like, I don't feel like, you lot name, like, 2 or 5 Pusha T songs right now.
I couldn't name one.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So,
he didn't need to beef, though. Like, he beefed, he chose to beef and he lost. That's just, that's where.
Did he start it, though?
No, but I'm saying, like, as in, like... If I diss you and let's say I'm like, what, like, it's like me dissing Storms and he responds back to me and then I give a response and I beat him, like, what?
No, Pusha T is still someone, I'm sure,
but bro, like, compared to Drake though, like, nah.
He's a producer or is he a rapper?
No, he's a rapper.
He's a rapper still,
but like, yeah,
he's like, got like Grammy nominations as well.
Grammy nominations,
yeah.
I don't know that still. I didn't know that still.
Yeah, maybe it's for like the old school gen or something, but,
I don't think no one's really like locked in with him like that.
The
thing is, it's crazy because I saw a tweet say it's rappers that are almost 40 carrying the game. There's no youngsters that are coming up that's going to match what they're doing. Like, look,
in terms of the American scene?
Yeah, because Future's 40, Drake's 37, yeah, was Kendrick and J. Cole, 30-something. Who's 25 and they're sick?
Yeah, that's true.
In America.
True.
Do you get it?
But they're sick, but like in their city.
Who?
Like, I ain't saying that Drake and them, man, yeah, but I'm cool. Saying, like, for example, like Polo G sick and but I mentioned Polo G in it because, like, he's actually big in it. Like, if he did,
he's actually big,
but
he's
like,
got like a lot of like records as well.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's actually big, but like, we don't really mess with him like that. Like, we've heard his tracks, but he's big and like, where's he from?
Chicago, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's huge. Do you know what I mean?
So, would you not say like Gunna and Dirk?
Gunner, yes. I don't really mess with Dirk like that, to be honest.
Really?
No, they're both called.
You don't feel like they're the ones that can sort of like carry for the
one person that I thought could have carried it, but he jammed, is Roddy Ricch. He fell off. Fez.
Yeah, that's
if he didn't fall off, he was the one still. I won't lie.
Fez.
Because in his time, he was booming.
When he dropped his first album, I was like, yeah, this guy might be the real
Streets,
deal.
Isn't it?
No, his real album. Please excuse me for... When he dropped that, I thought he could be the real deal.
He was on top.
Life was good when that album dropped.
Yeah.
Life was not good when he dropped. When people were just dying after listening to that track, I said, nah, I ain't listening.
Dying?
No,
you're talking about the Die Young song.
That's Die Young, that's different.
And that was even before the album came out, I'm so sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
the album came out like first year uni.
Yeah. Okay, apart from Roddy Ricch, Pop Smoke was the other one. Rest in peace.
He was not going to carry.
Oh,
he was not going to. He just came about. What are you talking about? He would have done
better than Polo G.
He
would have done better than Polo G, but he was... Like, even saying that, that's too early
to say. His trajectory was that way, bro.
Because you had a few... I'm not even trying to disrespect you.
It wasn't a few songs, bro. That's a vibe. And when he was getting a close time from, like, 50 Cent. Like,
yeah, come on, man.
Okay.
And he was even getting in movies as well. Nah, he was doing this thing, so...
Oh, yeah.
I don't even like he was doing this thing.
But to carry the music game, like,
no,
come on.
No, he ain't the carry, next... Not carry. He ain't the next up Drake, but, like, he's the next up, like... You could actually say the next up like 50 Cent.
I think so, yeah.
Nah, I think that was like his prodigy.
Next up 50,
Nah, I won't lie, yeah. Because the way he was rapping, the way he didn't like care.
It was similar style.
It was similar to the style, yeah. So I won't even lie, yeah. I even messed with him. When he came to Leicester, it was cold, so I won't even lie.
Yeah.
I feel like it's different in America, though. Like, in America, I feel like you need to have like a CV in it. Like, you have to have the background. Like Drake has all his albums, Future has all his albums, Kendrick. In the UK, it's like you do one hit single and then you can blow off that.
Yeah.
And, like, no offense, but Central C, innit? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Look how he's moving in America now.
About an album.
Do you know what I'm saying? Well, he's got an album. He's got an album.
What do you think of Central C, though?
I won't lie, yeah. Like, off one single, like, he can do his thing properly. I can't lie. But album-wise, I'm not sure he's there.
I don't think he's a bad rapper.
I don't think he's a bad rapper either.
I just don't think he's a great rapper.
He's not, like, Dave level.
Do you know what I think, yeah? I think in terms of, like, his flow and clarity,
yeah,
he's really good.
Yeah.
However, like, no, Central City fans, like, don't come and bite me on this, innit? They just know how to sell him.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to offend no one. I don't want to offend no one. But in my opinion, he's the white boy that can rap like a black boy. And yeah, that's literally just
and it. That sells.
It's a bit like H,
and that sells.
Kind of. Sells. Yeah,
no, but like, he's even better than H.
Yeah,
he's better.
Would have been like that Gliz guy if he didn't.
Gliz is cold though. Gliz is cold. Yeah.
That tweet thing.
Yeah. I don't even remember what he tweeted, but yeah,
like, something about black girls.
Fairs.
Sorry, Gliz, and I don't wanna
bring that back up.
Gonna keep on bringing people's past mistakes back up in it.
There is though. That's crazy. That's not the first person I've seen actually proper get cancelled, but like, they did not let that guy. They destroyed him.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he got cancelled.
Oh,
no.
He did,
like, the way they were running for this guy on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, after Tio Savage freestyle that he did,
something like that.
Bro, next thing, someone just dropped a tweet from that day, bro. If you hear about Gliz, it's a shock, innit? I won't even lie.
The thing is, yeah, if you never spoke Yoruba, they wouldn't have done it.
Oh, he's the guy that did that.
Yeah.
But he's cold, though. I'm not gonna lie. I've actually listened to a few of his tracks. He's actually cold.
Still.
But yeah, Central C is easily marketable, isn't it?
Yeah. His PR is great.
Nah, he's good. Nah, people thought he was black.
Yeah, I didn't know where he's from. He's ambiguous, I can't lie.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Nah, he said it.
Guyana.
And something else.
I feel like that's some Chinese in him.
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, like, I hear it still. Who's his manager? YB's.
Yeah.
No, he's cold as well, I don't even lie. I think, does he manage anyone else?
Nah, but he was helping out Mars Malone or something like that.
There was someone else before Central C, though. I can't remember who.
That was blown up like Central C.
Not blown up like Central C, but he was definitely managing someone else. I think I heard of him before Central C.
I can't remember who else he was managing.
But yeah, even Central C, I don't really listen to him.
Do you know what's mad, yeah? I hear Bear Man say Potter Paper is their favourite artist. I know you're one of them, but
he's not my favourite artist.
One of, innit?
Yeah,
I just don't get it, though.
Potter's cold,
in the UK, though.
Yeah.
As in rappers?
Yes.
Of course he is.
Right now,
top, as in that, like, top three in the whole country.
Right now?
Overall.
Overall, you can't do that. Because there's so many other men before him, but right now,
that's my point.
Who's before him?
You have all the nostalgia.
I ain't putting no grime artists there. I don't listen to them.
It depends on what you're ranking off. Like, if you're ranking off like who, like the culture and everything, who brought the grime and everything like that, like,
respectfully, that was the older generation's time, innit? I've never played a gig song in my life. If it comes on, it's good, isn't it?
Talking the hardest,
we give them man that accolades.
Yeah, they have their accolades, but you ain't the top in the UK no more. Do you know what I mean?
The
only one that I would say that I would listen to from back then is Getz. That's the only one I would listen to because it's actually kind of cold still. I don't even know.
And Skepta for me, to be fair.
No, I've never listened to a Skepta song.
Never?
No. Skepta, Jamie, nah, never.
Not Jamie had a couple. What was that? Was it him that made Shut Up?
That's crazy.
What's
the song called, though?
That's a howler.
That's it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
If the song comes on, then maybe I know, but as of right now, I ain't got a clue.
Yeah, I mean, Potter.
Nah, he's number one right now, still.
Number one.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah, Training Day 3, I heard it. I haven't heard Thanks for Hating, though.
You know he's dropped like two albums.
Is that better than Training Day?
He's dropped two albums.
Better than Training Day 3?
Mm-hmm.
Better than Training Day 3. Training Day 3 is probably like one of the best mixtapes I've ever heard. So, but he's dropped, everything else he's dropped after has still been hard. He doesn't miss.
Very close.
He doesn't miss though. I can't lie. He's too gifted lyrically to miss.
So lyrically you think he's one of the best?
He's one of the best, yeah.
Not better than Dave?
No, he's not.
Yeah, I see. That's what I'm thinking.
No, but Dave's actually like you've always put Dave as
his own name.
Yeah, because Dave is actually the best.
The best.
The best.
The thing is, he ain't got much replay value though, in terms of like commercial wise.
Yeah, commercial wise, he doesn't. Which is why, but the thing is, he can, because he'll step out and do stuff like Sprinter and Location and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's not what he wants to do, innit? Yeah. That's not his bag like that.
But he can do it, innit?
Yeah, he can. That's the thing. Like, I would always still put Dave as top three, innit?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, what's the, it's Mount Rushmore or something like that, innit? Yeah. He's Mount Rushmore. He's definitely there, innit? You can't not put him there, but for me personally, he's not there.
No, but
I respect him as a rapper, innit?
Complex even did a...
ranking.
50 greatest rappers.
In the UK?
Yeah. They did this in like December. How did you not see it was on Instagram and everything as well?
Who did they put top three?
Skepta's first.
Yeah.
Kano second. Giggs is third. Dave is fourth. And then Jay Huss is fifth. This is of all time, by the way.
Jay Huss is fifth.
Yeah.
Jay Huss needs to drop more.
I stopped listening to Jay Huss.
Because of like the chanting and that.
Yeah, just... Because the whole spiritual stuff.
It is kind of crazy.
It is scary.
It's crazy, but common sense, big conspiracy, there's some of the greatest.
I'm not saying that man's not upset.
Yeah, I'm truly
upset. His work is serious. You know what I mean? He has serious bangers like Fisherman. Well, bro, listen. Even just back to Den Boy Pig and like back in the day, that was always cold. A thing, but listen, I feel like I just can't do it.
I think it was last summer. Last summer when he dropped that. When he just came back and he dropped that. I don't even start.
One with Drake.
Is it with Drake? Yeah. No, it's not with Drake.
Which one?
Me. I cannot say those words. I don't have that. Do you know what I mean? But when he dropped that.
Yeah. As an opening bar, that's the craziest.
Like you literally, you killed like half of the people that.
And it's like I can't keep on backing you.
Before
I could be like, it's just saying. Like, it's a brush, but it's like when you have the knowledge, man can't keep on backing you.
Yeah, you can't say that. Embarrassing me. You can't say that. And expect us to. I ain't gonna say if you play a Jay Huss song, I'll tell you turn it off. But if you play that song, skip. I just can't listen to that. Like when there was one time, I think I was either at the gym or I was just driving somewhere, and I was just playing music, and the song came on, but I wasn't taking note of it. But because it was Jay Huss, I was like, oh yeah, let me listen to it. I just popped my head, Then I was even catching myself saying, I was like, brother, what are you listening to? I blocked off my playlist immediately. Because that's how it catches you. You just be bopping your head to it, and then next thing you know, bro, you're chanting.
That's crazy.
A lot of like artists that like indulge in that sort of stuff.
No, I think a lot of them do. Especially like in the American scene.
Yeah.
After listening to all that Diddy stuff as well, I think personally,
I definitely done it slow.
I haven't been following that at all.
I haven't followed it too much either, but from what I've understood, I feel like everybody's got
a story with him.
Yeah, everyone's got a story with him because he's blackmailing all of them.
Because he's, oh, fair enough. All
I think like at the Diddy parties, there's people that mess up and he gets on camera and then blackmails them from there.
Some movie type rubbish.
No, it's messed up though.
Could be true though.
But that's how they get them though. I think that's just how they get them. I think that's just how they get them. He's always been in controversy since like Tupac and them days.
Yeah,
true.
So people think that he ordered a hit on Biggie.
Is that actually what do people think that now? Or?
Yes, bro. They've been saying it.
Yeah,
I think back then, obviously, no one knew in it. But then, as time came on, I think there was a security guard that was still talking on it.
Yeah.
But next, they're saying that ordered the hit on Biggie and ever since. But
it's speculation, but it's no smoke about fire at the same time.
And then the Cassie stuff as well, bro.
Apparently, she's helping with the case.
Helping
what to get him down,
brother? She's cooperating with the police. Get him down.
Yo, he just paid you what, 30 million?
Swear.
Get out my life.
She don't care
for 30 M's, you're still trying to kill me.
But for 30 M's, if someone gives you 30 M's and you still Bunny, I'm still gonna try and.
You must have done something crazy.
No, he did. He's guilty.
100%.
He's guilty.
What's he been? What's
everything,
he even been?
Of everything. Of everything.
Everything is crazy.
Everything that he said, he did it. Diddy did it, bro. I'm sure.
Yeah, he did it.
110%.
He did it.
Oh, bro.
Meek Mill.
What? Get the timestamp, bro. You want to leave that in there, bro.
110%.
That's wild.
Nah, I just wanted to say it.
Oh, man. Did you see what Denzel said?
No.
When he was like, the Hollywood parties, you can go there, but you got to leave 30 minutes before the devil comes and he's talking about Diddy.
100%.
How do you know he's talking about Diddy?
Who else?
Literally bro? Said, bro.
Oh, he said Diddy.
He didn't say Diddy, but he inferred it.
I don't know why I'm here trying to defend the cat. If it's Diddy, if you're talking about Diddy, he's talking about Diddy.
Would you go to a Diddy party?
I wouldn't go to any of these Hollywood parties, bro. No.
How would you not go?
Adderall.
Bro, you hear too many stories, innit?
You ain't got to see him yourself.
It doesn't matter about him. Like, you hear all this stuff about Hollywood parties and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, you got to see what it's about, though.
Yeah, 100%.
But
if you go to a Hollywood party, yeah, and they'll be like, oh, can like they take your phone at entry, are you still going in?
Bro, I've got to see what's about. Like, curiosity kills the cat, innit?
Take your phone on entry,
if it gets me, it gets me, innit? But like, obviously, if it gets too wild, then I will cut in it. But like, if it's just there's a lot of gal around, innit?
So, like, what if you like you walk into a room and like Diddy walks in and locks the door behind him?
I kill him. I kill him. I'll go to jail.
I'll
kill him.
Fight
swear down. All I'm there for is just to see what it's about. If it's all about it's just girls that are naked or whatever, and there's just bare man and there's bare like. I don't want to swear again in it, but like, I'm sorry. There's bare fuckeries going on, yeah. You know, like, then I'll cut in it.
Sword. You see the video with him and Mike Tyson?
No.
That man went on an interview, innit? And I think he sort of like reached to like
hold Mike Tyson. I saw that.
How much into this stuff you need to be to touch Mike Tyson?
Bro. I saw that. Brett,
my man ripped off the guy's ears twice, fam.
Well, he ripped off. Wait, he touched Mike.
No. When he was.
But like, he touched Mike Tyson's leg.
Yeah. Mike Tyson like basically like moved to the side, but the confidence needs to have to touch.
It was like during an interview as well, so it's like it was recorded.
Yeah,
like,
it was there, live.
Like, bro.
No, but Mike Tyson's been saying some weird stuff as well, though. Like, he says, he says, "Daddy bears."
Are you gonna question this?
I'm just saying some weird stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
He says, you know, apparently his tattoo that he has on his face is supposed to be love hearts, but the tattoo artist refused to do that.
Refused?
Yeah. That's what I saw, innit? Really?
That didn't make sense.
What? Yeah, word. What?
That doesn't make... Well, as in like, it's not completed?
No, like, before it was whatever it is now, it was supposed to be love hearts. Like, a series of love hearts, just love hearts all over that side of his face.
That's crazy story.
What did you say? And they just changed it to TikTok. That.
I don't know. The tattoo artist just said he's not going to do that. I'm assuming he was just like, okay, yeah, I'll get this instead.
He's got a program though. Have you watched it?
Nope.
Nah.
It's called Mike. It's on Disney Plus store. But it's like Fairs. It's about his life. Obviously it's been acted out.
Oh, so like, it's not him?
No, it's not him.
Oh.
It's a really good program store. I'm not gonna lie.
Fair enough.
He's so funny. Like, he's mad jokes though, but he was.
I just think everyone that's got money in America, I just think they're in some sort of spooky society, bro.
So why would you want to go to their parties?
To tell the story, bro.
No, like if they made me sign an NDA, then like I guess it is what it is. But
you're gonna sign it.
No, I'm going.
You're gonna sign the NDA and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then like I won't talk online about it, innit? Like I wouldn't talk about it.
Then you're in. You're in with them. You're one of them. You can't.
Yeah. No, but I'll obviously tell you, man, innit?
At your own risk, innit?
Yeah, it's at my own risk for sure. But like, there's just certain things you actually just have to see for yourself. Like I would. I want to know. Like, obviously, what if the Illuminati is actually, like, real? Like,
why? You think it's fake?
Bro, I don't know. Like,
oh, come on. Gara real?
Like, this could be... You know, all this time, it can actually just be marketing.
Nah. Man.
Nah.
To get them talking about them.
Nah.
I think that's...
What's the Illuminati?
I don't know. Society, just, like...
But what do they do?
God knows. I don't
exactly.
Know.
I think they control a lot of... I don't know.
Exactly. We don't know. We just know Illuminati.
It's like... I don't think it's like religious.
But that's much. What I thought it was.
Beginning I thought it was religious as well. Yeah. But I think it's just sort of like higher ups and they just have like a lot of connections.
Yeah.
It is more like a society type thing.
Exactly.
I scratch your back, you scratch mine type thing.
Yeah.
But they're very close knit.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like, I would just want to, like, I think there's a whole world that we don't know about, innit?
Oh, of course.
100%.
No doubt.
So like, I just want to know what's actually going on in the world.
Like who kidnapped Ryan Garcia? I took him to the forest.
Man, that guy was just high.
No, but what forest is that? No, that forest is Gara real, though.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's real.
That forest is Gara real. Yeah,
apparently it's real stuff.
Yeah. Forest that does what?
I don't know what they do over there, but yeah, I'm sure it's real. Yeah.
They what?
Like rituals.
Well, so, they took Ryan Garcia there and he came back to talk about it. Yeah, you guys believe that that's Ryan Garcia.
High. I don't believe he went there, but I believe the forest is real, though.
It can be a bit confusing, isn't it? Because he's got a fight coming up. So it's sort of like,
I think it's about marketing.
It's coincidental.
I think it's marketing. I think they just want him. I think he done it on purpose just so that we're talking about him.
So that did he do this recently?
Huh? Yeah, he was going mad online.
Last month, oh, bro.
He was going mad online.
He's still talking about it, like to this day, more or less.
Apparently, he had to go to some psych ward or some.
Yeah, he was definitely high. He just did the wrong.
I think he's high.
You think?
Yeah,
wrong combination of drugs.
I think there's certain stuff that's just spooky. Yeah, and these don't do like weird stuff. Like whenever like there's a major event, even like the colors that they wear, they love red.
Bro,
that's true.
All the artists that came to the UK, yeah. Every Afrobeat artist, I think, other than Davido, you know.
Bro, they love
Rema was doing red. Devil Horse.
Yeah. Oh,
Burna Boy came with Burning Fire Circus. Yeah. Wizkid came with Red, I believe. I could be wrong, though.
I'm not sure.
Even had some fire thing that was going on as well.
Bro, they Wizkid, all coming in red, bro. It's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's odd.
But like, African artists, I'm not going to lie, like, I think a lot of them, like 90% of them did some
judging.
Yeah. I won't even lie. Like if that means that I'm like judging like my people in it and like trying to tarnish their name, like sorry in it, but I believe that's what they've done.
Do you think Ashraq is involved in that?
For sure.
Really?
Where?
Yes.
I don't know.
Of, like how fast he blew up.
Ashraq came and he took over the world.
But yeah, but that could just be talent.
Nah.
You don't think?
I don't think it's talent. I think that he's been given that talent. Because that guy was in Nollywood films, bro.
What?
And you got deep.
This is money with the vibes.
No.
Uninvited
from any sort of like concerts or any sort of backstage passes or whatever. Yeah.
No. Ashraq knows. Man spoke to him in it. Like, that's my guy, innit? Ashraq's my guy.
What are you talking
but
about?
But I do believe that a lot of African artists, because Ashraq was even in red as well. No.
He was not. White Bears, though.
Ashraq wasn't in red. I'm lying.
He was
but
topless.
He said some, a lot of, like, dodgy lyrics, innit?
Are you sure? This. I didn't even know.
No. He said some dodgy lyrics. I've been told.
Wait, at a concert?
All right, cool. There's a song called Yoga, yeah?
Yeah.
Bro, the start of that song is just crazy.
You sing along?
Huh?
You heard the question. Allah, you heard the question.
It's before the song starts, bro. It's like bare humming and that. Like, nah, I'm not involved.
Humming? What's wrong?
Bro, it's weird, man. It's just weird. Like when you watch it, it's weird, bro. It's weird. Like these guys' music videos are weird.
But he was at the top for your Spotify Wrapped, though.
That's what I'm saying to you, bro. Like he knows
that's
I get
guilty, man.
you got, bro. Like they've got us in the trance, innit? It's not trance.
Hey,
it's trance.
Who's us?
You just called it. You called it Mr. Money with a vibe, bro.
Bro, I didn't know any of this. Like, do you know what
No, that's what I'm saying. But so you actually have to know what's going on in the world, bro.
The only person that like I don't listen to anymore is Rama, and that's because his stuff is sort of out there, man can't ignore it. Obviously,
No.
When he done the album cover for, I think, like, his last album or whatnot, and he was trying to explain, like, what it meant.
Mm.
But to me, like, his explanation didn't make any sense to me. Because obviously, he said that the house was on fire, but it doesn't make sense. It's a house that's on fire. There's a cross on the house.
Yeah.
It's burning.
Mm. Yeah, it's weird. That is weird.
Like, Rema, if you ask me, that looks like a church, if you ask me.
Is it, yeah, bro. Rema, I didn't listen to Rema from when, what's the song? The Tell Me Where You Did.
It's a holiday.
It's a remix.
I did not clock Rammer's because upside down,
it's hidden, bro.
It literally is that.
They hide the stuff, bro. They hide all the stuff, bro. They do it implicitly, bro, so that you don't catch on to it. But that's how they're selling the tracks, bro.
I swear he's dating Tyler.
That's rumored, isn't it?
I swear.
Rema.
Is he not pictured holding hands with her?
Did you say Rema?
Yeah.
No, he's dating some. He's dating Giveon's ex.
Fair enough. Who's Giveon's ex?
You have to search it. I can't remember her name.
Some, who's dating
that,
Tyler?
That Beta Squad guy, that Sharky. Sharky, I thought he
maybe
was.
Maybe, innit, but.
Ain't no way.
No, bro, like, they've been seen.
Ain't no way, why?
Just it's not even an ain't no way thing. It's possible, but I just don't think he is.
Search Rema's, I mean, Giveon's ex. Her name will come up, innit? That's who he's dating.
Justice Guy.
Yeah, he's dating her.
Oh, Fez?
He's dating.
Oh, yeah, he is, you know.
He's dating her.
I think I remember seeing her.
Do you man see... Oh, yeah. I've never seen this girl before.
No, yeah, I've seen her because of, like... I think I saw videos of when they broke up, innit?
Did you see Tyler on casting that stream?
Yeah.
I think it's marketing.
Of course it's marketing.
Yeah, I think it's marketing.
Like, I remember reacting, thinking that like, he was actually asking her on a date on stream, bro. Like,
yeah. It's content, though. I don't watch his streams, but I always see the clips in it, but it's content. I don't think it's real.
Do you think you'll take him in off stream?
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I don't think so either.
Why?
He's moody.
It's not even about that when you got that sort of bread.
Sorry.
Keep it back. That was rude. But it's not even about that. It's not even about
like,
that.
Nah, like, bro, like, you got to deep it, though. Like, yeah, he's big and all, but, like, he ain't, like, not cool. She could get, like, who's buff, considered buff, and, like, Chris Brown. She could get a Chris Brown, bro.
Age difference, but...
Age, yeah. Other than age, sorry. Like, forget age how difference. Like, I'm sure she's, like, our age.
She's 22, no, she's younger maybe? Than us.
Or just a bit younger
she's
than us.
She's not a teenager.
Like, no, she's, like, 20, not a teenager. She's like 22, like, bro. 22, 20, 21, 21, yeah.
How old is Chris Brown?
He's
33.
He's like
33.
She's
22. Chris Brown is not 33. Chris Brown is...
He could be still.
Chris yeah. Brown.
Max 35, he's 34.
He's 34. Brother, he's been in the game since he was like 16.
14. Yeah, yeah, fair enough. He's done his turns. Why do I think this guy was 40 already?
40? No, because he's been around for time.
He's
been around for time.
Fair enough.
But yeah, like, I just think like, yeah, cool, he's got money and all that, but like, okay, cool, no glazing or whatever, but like, Duke can get more girls than Kai.
No Diddy.
I knew someone was going to say that.
No Diddy, bro. Like, he can get more girls than Kai. So it's like, wow, she now?
I don't think that Chris Brown will look like in Tyler's direction.
Neither do I.
No, why?
Nah.
Maybe.
Like, to be fair, he likes his Asian girls, isn't it? He likes his Asian girls.
Asian girls.
No, yeah. No, like he actually likes Asian girls, bro.
Oh, so you think Tyler would turn down Kai because Duke's upstairs?
No.
I mean, not like
no,
that.
But you know what I mean, though?
But like, there's, well,
if we should rather go for Duke than Kai.
Do you think that's what Duke said? I think that's what he's trying to say. She'd take him in.
If what?
If like, Duke was setting pace,
again,
she'd
no,
take him
no,
in.
No Diddy in it.
I don't think she would. Well, we're definitely not. Like,
behind closed doors, I think she would still.
Behind closed doors, maybe.
No, factually, like, bro, come on. Why would she turn him down?
Bro, but remember, we just said that Sharky's dating Tyler.
He's not.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is, but like, there was something going on there.
No, I don't
think so. I think that was just a little, like, thing.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
They were flirting on camera, boom,
and
that was
just,
it.
Yeah.
Like, friends thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was a friendship.
Allow it, man. She just won a Grammy, and this guy's doing YouTube.
Yeah, see what
you,
yeah.
Like, no, but guys, like, you can't, no. That's not right.
No, but honestly, like, if he actually didn't know. No, bro, if he actually did, like, I doubt she'll date anyone without it benefiting her career at this stage.
No, but dating Kai would benefit her.
Not really.
What?
What do you mean?
Not really.
They paid Kai for her to be there, you know?
Yeah, I know. But I feel like the way she's progressing right now,
yeah,
like, she's not going to be going out with, like, it wouldn't be with, like, a streamer or anything like that. It would be someone
like,
like,
a movie.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
No. I mean, not anyone. It'd have to be close in age range. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
No, guys, forget the age.
No, what do you mean forget the age?
Because they actually do this in America, bro. They don't care about age.
Michael B. Jordan's not going for Tyler.
He would never go for
15 years. No, age is a thing here.
My bro, how old is Laurie Harvey?
Yeah, what is the age difference between
them? He's like 27.
That's Laurie Harvey, though.
What
is the difference?
That's Tyler.
Yeah, Laurie Harvey's unknown.
Whoa. We do not shame them.
But let's be real.
No, I'm bleeping
you
that.
You can't compare to flipping Tyler.
No, you can.
No.
Bro, Tyler's huge.
We've
bro.
Seen what Laurie's on. We didn't see what Tyler's on.
Nah, what I'm
you know what I mean? Laurie hops, bro. We've seen it.
No, yeah. I'm not talking about that, bro. I'm saying that in terms of like Tyler. No, first of all, I was talking about the age range because Michael Jordan is like late 30s, I think.
Yeah, like 37.
Is he?
Yeah,
I think he's. I think
yeah, Michael Jordan's 37.
Like 37, yeah.
And then not Tyler, sorry. Laurie Harvey's 27. So it's a 10-year.
Yeah, 10-year gap.
Which is in America.
They don't
that's
care
not
about age. Like, yeah, Future's dating Des Dion.
How old is she?
She's 2 years above us.
Yeah, but
and Future's 40.
Yeah, but that's the image thing. Because like Future's Future, isn't it? Like,
what Future does. If it was in the UK, you wouldn't be able to get away with it still.
Exactly. It would make more sense if Future went for Tyler than Michael B. Jordan or even Chris Brown.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
That's because he's known for that sort of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it would actually make more sense if Tyler was... For her career, it would make more sense if she was actually going out with Rema because they're both, like, around the same age and they're blowing up at the same time.
Laurie Harvey dated Diddy, bro. Like, that's got to be 30 years.
Stop talking about Laurie Harvey. Like, she's just...
Has she said anything about Diddy? Yeah.
I don't
imagine, you know.
Think so.
Bro, nobody can speak on Diddy, bro. He's got and dirt on all of them. If you've been to the party, you're guilty. You're done. That's why. Bro, deeper. No celebrity talks about Diddy other than 50 Cent.
He's a troll.
50 Cent, yeah. He's
the but no one can talk to 50, like, do you get it? Like, he will troll you for life.
There's nothing I can say to a man that's been shot 9 times and
still alive. That's a big sense.
Like, that's crazy.
Like, you shouldn't be here.
No, I'm good.
Don't even make sense, like, do you know what I mean? I actually just love it.
No, I swear his baby mom is what?
She's part of bro, it's not like,
no, but she's part of it, though. I swear.
Who, 50s?
His baby mom's part of it.
Yeah, she's a sex worker for Diddy now, apparently. She was in the case file.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, so 50 started saying, oh, I didn't know you were a little sex worker. Trolling her. Yeah, his baby mum. He's trolling his baby mum.
He's got no limits, man.
He don't care. He don't care.
Being shot 9 times. I would talk my stuff
as well. Yeah, because yeah, like, you try.
What are you going to do? Shoot me?
Yeah, I've got that.
I've done that already, fam. Like, what's the worst that you can really do?
No, yeah, still. That whole thing is crazy, still. The whole scene.
I didn't even know that he cancelled Ghost Power Book.
Apparently, but like, again, that's marketing, bro. I think.
I don't think so.
I think that's real.
Because I don't think he wants to do like a new season about like Ghost and Tommy Wiseau.
Young, that makes more sense.
And I don't think he has the like
budget.
I can't say that he doesn't have the budget yet.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be too extreme for him to do that
and
then add another new season as well, because he's continuing BMF.
Yeah.
He hasn't cancelled it.
Yeah.
And then he's got the Kano one, which he's still doing.
Yeah.
He's
got
Tommy's one, which he's still doing.
Mm.
So I think adding another one is just going to be like a bit stretched.
I'm not too fast in that.
Literally. I think their story is done anyway. Like,
yeah, after like, this he season, dragged that, man. He dragged it.
The Ghost one.
Yeah. Tariq's one.
Where they at right now?
Like,
bro, like, he just got
now
into
he's beef. Yeah, now he's beefing everyone. Like this story can't go anywhere.
Where's actually going now?
This has to be the last season.
Where's it actually going? Yeah. But with BMF, I think there's more to a story in it because it's actually like real life as well.
Yeah, I still have not watched BMF. What do you mean it's real life?
BMF is based on
Meech is a real person.
Meech is a real person, bro.
I know Meech is a real person.
Meech apparently was like
gangster.
Bro, one, he was gangster, but like he was like, you see how we say bait? He was King Bait. Like everybody knew him, and they all, rappers put him in songs. Oh, like till today, bro.
I didn't even know that.
Lil Baby's put Meech in a song.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. I watched BMF and I heard that bar.
I said, whoa. Guys actually knew about Meech in Atlanta, innit? Like, he's a big time boss there still.
Oh, is that where the series is based?
Yes. No, it was based in.
Oof.
Oh.
Not where it's filmed, but like what? Where it's.
No, no, yeah, it's, yeah, but it's, it didn't start in Atlanta. It started somewhere else. And then Meech moved to Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Oh, where was
it's
it?
Not Chicago, is it?
No, I don't Chicago. Think it's Chicago.
I can't even remember.
Was that Harlem? Or?
No, I don't think it's Harlem. Damn, I can't remember.
But this new season,
BMF, it started off a bit shoddy still.
There's new season now?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched the new season still.
It started off a bit shoddy still, I don't even lie.
You watch series?
Yeah.
What are you watching?
Right now, what am I even watching right now? I'm trying to finish off Breaking Bad, innit?
Bro, you're behind.
It took me a minute.
I said Breaking Bad.
Bro, it's a slow burner.
It's a slow burner up until a certain point, though. It speeds up, though, for sure. It does speed up, though.
When
he becomes a full-fledged like drug dealer, it's not really slow from there.
Speaks so slowly, fam.
It's true, still.
So that's why I couldn't finish, what's that program? Ozark.
You didn't finish it?
Nah, man.
No.
I hear it.
You're fine.
I finished Ozark.
I do hear it.
I finished Ozark.
Ozark's quality.
Ozark.
It's even slower than Breaking Bad.
Thank you.
I do hear it.
It's hard though.
Yeah, it's cold.
Wait. How did Ozark end?
Very slow. There we go.
Don't tell me because I haven't finished it.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Are you going
to
finish it though?
I'm going to finish it. I'm going to get around to finishing it. How did Ozark end? But like Castle of Jazz to say.
So I can't even remember how it finished.
That, bro. Bro, I mean.
I know how season 3 ended.
See, but now I don't even know if I finished it now.
Thank you.
I remember it wasn't like any like mad cliffhanger. That's why it didn't.
Are you sure it wasn't going to start a new season?
No. It wasn't going to start a new season, no.
I'm pretty sure you could tell it was done by
then. Yeah. Oh, yeah, then I can't remember.
Man, you might can't blame me. You can't blame me.
No, but that was a long time ago, though. That's like 2 years ago, I think.
No, like if you ask me now how the Money Heist then, I ain't got a clue.
I didn't finish
Money
that.
I didn't finish that.
I finished Money Heist.
You finished Money Heist. Yeah, you didn't finish Ozark. You're mocking it.
No, First of all, how can you say who finished Money Heist?
Who finished Money Heist?
Everyone.
Everybody. Heist,
it was very popular. I didn't finish it.
Neither did I. That's the most predictable show I've ever seen.
What?
It wasn't predictable.
Money Heist was cold.
It wasn't predictable.
Money Heist is cold.
It wasn't predictable, but like...
I can't lie.
It's sort of like the same thing over and over.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of silly.
In a bank for 5 seasons.
Yeah, I stopped watching when they went back into the bank. I said,
"What's that?"
I'm not doing
the same. What is that though?
No, but it was cold.
It was cold up until a certain point.
No. Money Heist is cold. Start to finish.
When they started dying, which is like season 3 or 4, when I think it's Nairobi that got killed.
It's the last season.
I started watching when that Rico guy got kidnapped, or whatever his name is.
Who?
What's the
professor?
No, the guy that was
Denver.
No.
Nah.
His brother.
He was dating Tokyo.
Yeah, dating Tokyo, that guy.
Oh, Rio, not Rio.
Rio, yeah. When he got kidnapped in that season 2, I stopped watching.
When did Tokyo die? Was that last season?
I don't know.
Was it last season?
That's crazy. Just word it.
So who's not finished Money Heist? That's wild. That's wild. Who's not finished Money Heist, though? Come on.
Wait, did you not just say you haven't finished it?
No, but that's me, though.
He said it as well.
No, but bro, you said it's popular. Most trying to finish it.
Yeah, guys, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, still.
Too late, innit? But like, as you said, if you ain't finished Money Heist, then...
Like you said, it's popular. I'm sure most men have finished it. I didn't finish it. But if Tokyo... When Tokyo died, if that's the last season, then I finished it then. I forgot.
Yeah, she did die.
When Rio was climbing to her.
Yeah, she was...
Oh, Fez. Then I finished it. I thought there was another season after that.
No,
that's how... That was the end.
Oh, Fez.
That was the end. Oh. But yeah.
Then
yeah.
The professor got... Did he get another spin-off series? Was he getting one?
Don't know.
Yeah, no.
Apparently he was meant to, yeah.
Oh, he might do...
Berlin got one.
Yeah, him.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he got spin-off. I'm not gonna lie, it's not worth the watch.
No, I've heard about it. So I probably
won't. Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Berlin. He died in Money Heist. So
it's like
it was before.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. The series is a prequel set before, so it's like you know he's gonna end up dead someday. So.
But no one cares. Why would we get it about Berlin?
I don't know.
It's like an entertaining character, isn't it?
Fez.
He was kind of like the leader, to be honest.
Yeah,
like,
inside the bank. Still,
if anyone was gonna get a spin-off, it'd probably be him.
Him or the professor.
Yeah, they could have done one on the professor, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that would have been a bit better, maybe. Or like about their dad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like, because he's the one that was actually coming out with all that stuff. Yeah,
did you mind watch it dubbed?
Is that in English or
dubbed is in English?
No,
I watched
it in English. I did as well, still.
You watched it in Spanish and then read the subtitles.
Yeah, bro. That's how it was made.
That's too much reading.
Too much reading, bro. I like to watch stuff whilst I'm eating. So if I'm looking down at my plate and now something's been said, I'm like, I have to go back.
No, but how?
I don't understand Spanish.
Wait, so you don't watch anime, do you?
I do watch anime.
That's great. No.
You watch anime dubbed.
Even I know that's mad.
You watch
hate me if you want to hate me, bro. But like I said, I'm eating, yeah. And them men are speaking Japanese, bro. Like, when I look up, they're saying something. I don't understand what they've said. So I have to go back. That's bare long. Watch it dubbed.
Which ones have you watched?
I got tears in my eyes, bro.
I only jumped on the anime thing, like, the second year of uni, yeah. So I've watched...
That's so late.
Yeah, I've watched Naruto.
Nah, he ain't either.
I've watched Naruto, bro. I haven't finished Shippuden, but I've watched Naruto.
When we're talking about Naruto, it's only Shippuden we'll talk about.
What were you talking about? Were you talking about Shippuden or... Yeah, you haven't watched anything. Fair enough.
And I haven't watched One Piece either.
No, One Piece don't count. That's
because it's still ongoing.
It's still going around.
I'm watching Bleach.
Fair. I watched that, to be fair.
I've watched Attack on Titans.
You have to.
I've watched Demon Slayer.
Fez.
It's not necessary, but...
Seven Deadly Sins.
Not necessary.
New Lock.
Hear it still.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Chainsaw Man.
Hard, innit? Chainsaw Man's hard, bro.
See, Chainsaw Man, my issue with him is that, in my opinion, I think the storyline is dead.
It's not dead, innit?
I honestly think it's based off of a guy that's just roasting, fam.
Yeah, no. The main character, like...
Wait, hold on.
No. That's where it is.
The main character isn't a main... Like, he's just there for entertainment purposes, bro. Like, all the other... That's what I like about it. Like, the main character's not the main character. All the other people are main characters. The main character just cares about, like...
Nyash, fam. That's what he cares about. And that's a concern to me. Because you're ripping guys in half. Yeah. No, Diddy.
Yeah,
fair.
For Nyash, fam. Like, that's crazy. Like, get a job.
And you watch that in dub?
Yeah,
I watched it. Attack on Titan in dub.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
I watched Jujutsu Kaisen as well.
In dub?
I watched everything in dub.
I don't get that. So you're watching.
So have you watched any anime in cinema?
Nah.
They don't do it in dub, bro.
I didn't even know they'd done it in cinema. That's
crazy.
That's
mad.
Honestly, like, I jumped on it late, innit?
Yeah.
I didn't rate anime at all like before. I wasn't really into it.
How'd you get into it then?
My boy said, watch it. Yeah. Watch Seven Deadly Sins. So I was watching it like past time. Dean said, you know what, watch Attack on Titans. Obviously, after like, what, the first episode where like the mad thing happens and spoiler.
If you ain't watched Attack on Titans, that's your business.
It's too late. But when my man, obviously, when his mum got eaten up, I was like,
phew. So you finished it, right?
Actually, nah, I think the last season I haven't finished.
That's crazy. I was about to speak.
No. Last season,
like, you can't spoil Attack on Titans. I respect you.
I haven't finished the last one in it, so.
No. You should stop any anime watching now and go and finish
it. Yeah, you should finish it, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Attack on Titans is top five.
I think it's a top tier anime store.
What's the S plus and what's that from?
What, S tier?
S tier and all that. S tier, A tier. Where's that from?
Just a ranking, isn't it?
First, yeah, it's S tier, bro.
Yeah, it is S tier.
Seven Deadly Sins is like, I would even lie, like C.
Yeah.
What's that one you mentioned? Demon Slayer.
Yeah, Demon Slayers.
Maybe that's like a B.
You think?
I think it's alright.
It's not good, bro.
Really?
It's not good, bro.
Nah, I'll put an A score.
Oh, whoa.
Says a lot. Says a lot, man.
Nah. There's way too many animations.
I think the animation.
There we go.
The animation is cold, but that's all it is. The storyline's alright, but like, it's like, where's it going right now?
The animation. Storyline is better than Chainsaw Man.
I ain't watching.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, bro. Bro. Man's. I literally sat through Chainsaw Man, yeah. All this guy's talking about is body, bro. Like,
it's funny.
That's all he cares about.
No, I can't watch that.
No, bro, watch it. It's hard stuff, I'm telling you.
No, it's still good storm.
Master is good.
No, that is though. You know, in Demon Slayer, you know all that stuff they're doing, like all the water and everything like that. You know, no one can see it.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, like it's invisible.
That's mad embarrassing.
Exactly.
And you man want me to watch it subbed, fam? Guys are screaming at the camera and nothing's coming out, bro. Just straight sword, no animations, nothing.
So when the house is burnt down, what is it? Can everyone see it?
I don't know, but all I know is that when they're saying all the
swords and stuff, yeah.
I don't even know what they even say anymore. What is it? Fifth form, something. Yeah. All of that, nothing's happening.
They're just screaming.
They're just swinging their sword.
They're just
swinging their sword. Have you ever watched Peaky Blinders? You might not.
Yeah.
Would you put that in top five?
No.
In my series?
No.
Yeah.
Mm. I ain't finished it, but.
I haven't watched the last episode, that's it.
Nah, it's not top five.
It's not top five?
I call it top
20.
15.
Top 15?
Yeah. But I've watched a lot of series.
Doesn't matter. Like.
Top
Peaky Blinders is top five. Bro.
Top five.
Peaky Blinders is top five.
Game of Thrones?
This can be in there. I'm not going to rank it. I'm just going to say it can be in there.
Game of Thrones number one.
See?
It's in there, yeah.
Number one.
I watched it.
What else is better than Peaky Blinders? Bear in mind, this guy said top 15.
So you actually have to have like a list.
Bro, okay, Originals for me is definitely better.
Originals?
Originals is way better.
Than Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
Continue.
Deep the storyline. Come on. Okay, Vampire Diaries 2, the Originals. You gotta watch the whole thing. Start to finish. You don't think it's better? Swear.
That's embarrassing. Continue though.
Okay. What do we name?
Top 15 is crazy.
I think Power is better than...
Nah.
I think.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that yeah. isn't better.
If we're talking about, okay, we can rank all the drug series, like, Peaky Blinders is up there.
Snowfall's better than Peaky Blinders.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it is. No,
it's not. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You're violating.
No, I'm not violating, bro. I'm not violating. It's actually not.
I think Snowfall and Peaky Blinders is, like, a good series to, like, compare.
Facts.
Better than Power because... Like, them two is proper about character building. Yeah. So you've seen, like, the main character go from basically nothing
yeah.
to have everything in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I still feel like Snowfall is better. Still.
Nah.
What?
Nah, you don't know. If you want to compare, like, main characters, like Tommy Shelby and what's his name? Franklin.
Oh, okay, obviously, like, Killer Eve is a much better actor. Yeah.
Not even actor, in terms of story, like, no, but where they went from.
You can't say that based on the two shows, bro.
You can't. I can't lie.
Nah, Franklin was a quality from start to finish, bro.
So was Killian Murphy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
Killian
Murphy
was as well.
Nah, he was as well. Don't get twisted. But like, I think because if it's set in Britain, their acting's gonna be better. I don't know how to word it.
But it's like it's a drug TV show. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, Americans would obviously have a better chance of theirs blowing.
That's what I'm saying. So like,
especially because theirs is set on something that actually happened.
Yeah.
like the crack, do you know what I'm saying? All that type of stuff. So like they have a better chance of it blowing. Okay. Whereas Peaky Blinders is just like an original story, like just made from scratch. I haven't watched The Wire.
The Wire is definitely better than Peaky Blinders.
Maybe it is, but I know Snowfall definitely isn't. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, I've got to put Snowfall on.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You can put a poll up. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, you can still, but I don't know. I think I got Snowfall. But what else? What other shows would you put above it?
So many series.
Well, this guy said the original, so...
That's my favourite series, though, so I'm biased.
Ever?
Yeah.
The originals?
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
Vampires.
Facts, bro.
Massive vampires.
No, facts.
Come back to reality.
Come on.
Fair enough.
Wait, why did you buy me Magnum and you got Wagon?
No, like you came late, innit? Because he took...
Yeah, I grabbed one.
I took Wagon. I took the last one, innit? First come, first serve. Unlucky, buddy.
Oh, I was a bit selfish, innit? Because I already had it.
That's true. You had two.
This is my second one.
Is there, I've never had Wagwan. Is there a difference?
It's better than that.
Mum's better than Magnum. I don't like Magnum.
Mum's is better than
Wagwan. Like, does it taste like?
Yes, bro.
What that tastes like? That tastes like medicine.
This is beautiful.
That tastes like medicine.
This even tastes like, that tastes more diluted when you drink Wagwan.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't remember. Wagwan was meaty to me, though. Like, I remember I got put on, they were like, oh yeah, bro, like, yeah? If you're, yeah? Take Wagwan. But, it was medium. I didn't like it.
I swear that's not even like the real...
No, this ain't the real one, apparently.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's like a proper version. That's not the real one.
We're just going to be buying that thinking that that's the real one.
No, it's not. It's not. Do you think I don't know where the real one is, though. I can't remember.
Neither do I.
But
they
don't have it in the UK.
I think they do.
I'm sure they do, but like,
I think it's like put to special places.
Yeah.
Like, because it's a Caribbean thing. Like, so I think it's like maybe only Caribbean places that might have the real ones.
Do you think if they sold that in like a glass in a lounge, man would buy it?
In a glass?
Yeah.
As in like poured
like a cocktail kind of thing. But it's mainly Magnum. Yeah.
I'm not buying that store, can't I?
I mean, if I'm on a date night, but I'd...
Because it puts you on a nice vibe, innit? It's not...
Bro, what?
Well, you could though, 100.
No, but I just...
The vibe is good enough.
And drink it before.
Before?
Yeah.
No, but like, if before it's the
date
shop,
night. You man don't know about drinking before a date night.
Oh, so you're nervous before?
I'm not nervous.
So why then?
To keep the cost low.
What?
Bro, you might need to start thinking ahead.
No.
I didn't do that before clubs,
bro, though. Nah, exactly.
Because we can get into it. Like, bro, when you go out, yeah, no more time, the cost was maybe like
12 pounds, 15 pounds.
13 yep. pounds or whatever, yeah. Even me, I don't buy cocktails anymore. I just get like a double Henny
and
apple juice. That's like my go-to.
On a
like,
date or when you're going out?
On a date when I'm going out.
Quick question, you. Sorry to interrupt you.
Well,
if a girl orders...
I know he's about to say.
If a girl orders that, I can't remember, a Hennessy and Coke, yeah. Is that calm to you?
Yeah.
That's fine.
I swear.
No, is that what I wanted?
Yes, it is, yeah. That's what we spoke about.
That's fine.
A girl goes to the bar and says, can I have a Hennessy and Coke? You're cool with that.
You can order whatever you want.
I'm not gonna lie, that's definitely a manly drink.
That's a manly drink.
We're judging people on drinks.
We're not judging, but come on.
Why?
Come on, brown liquor. That's definitely a manly drink. Benzo. See him going to pour the brown liquor, bro. That's brown.
Benzo, don't do this.
I'm not good.
Give it. This is how you get good stuff.
No. This is how you get cancelled. Fuck.
Cancelled is not real, man. Why do you not feel like it's calm?
I just think that's mad. I think they should get like. Why? Tequila or Patron.
Yeah.
I think Hennessy's mad. Not mad, but like, I'll look at be like,
I've never seen a girl do that. Never.
Have you been with a girl that's been off the Henny?
What do you mean by that?
Bro, there's only one way that I mean it, bro.
I don't know. I actually haven't. That's the thing. Like, I can't think of a girl that says, oh yeah, can I get a Hennessy and Coke?
Okay.
Usually it's like a tequila.
You've experienced that, yeah, you're calm.
I hear it still.
Wait. Girls have had Henny around us.
They've had Henny around us because there's bottles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to drink whatever the bottles are.
What's the difference?
The difference is that they've gone to the bar and said, can I have a Hennessy and Coke?
I do hear it, though.
No, I'm not disagreeing, but like, that's on the table. But if they go to the bar and they say, for example, if I move to a girl and she's like, oh, can I have a drink? And I'm like, okay. Or I ask her, what do you want to drink? And she says, can I have a Hennessy and Coke, please, double? I say, whoa.
They don't.
Okay, okay, cool. That's not likely, though. Fairs, but if you're out on a date, yeah, and you ask them, okay, do you want shots?
Yeah, I wouldn't get Hennessy.
They'll say tequila.
They'll say tequila. No,
but who even gets Hennessy shots? Can you even?
Don't.
You don't do that. Exactly.
You get Hennessy shots.
Do you do that?
You get Hennessy shots, bro.
Bro, yeah.
Is that your formation?
Fair enough.
Hennessy, Jacks. Like, bro. If,
fair enough.
I don't like Jacks.
I'll ask, like, do you prefer white or brown?
Yeah.
If they say brown, then Hennessy or Jacks or whatever.
Swear.
I don't know. I can't. Shots generally, I actually can't even remember asking if they prefer white or brown. I just think I just always go to the tequila. I don't think I've ever ordered a Hennessy shot.
Nah.
Tequila's a cheaper option, bro.
Bro, I'm a cheap guy. Kidding. Kidding.
Well, you got to ask though. Like.
No, like, I'll ask. Whatever they ask for is what they'll get.
Anyway. Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
To me, I've never had a situation where that. Bearing in mind, I'm actually joking about it with the whole Hennessy. Like, I'll look at you, but like, I don't actually care.
Yeah.
Do what I mean? But like, usually I've never actually had a girl say, can I have a Hennessy on Coke or anything like, or a Hennessy shot.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, it's either like the bottle's being poured in their mouth or they're at the table that they get Hennessy. Other than that, it's always Patron or a tequila.
Yeah. I haven't actually come across like anyone that's like asked for like Hennessy and Coke. Usually just like normal cocktails.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, innit? But
yeah, like if you're at a lounge and she says, can I have a Hennessy and Coke instead of a cocktail, you're gonna look at her and be like, whoa. What are you down to get into?
Well, not necessarily, bro.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Ah, VR, man.
You thought about it as well. VR, man.
Don't worry, this is not getting clipped. I'm joking.
Not necessarily, innit? Like, it depends why you lot are out.
No, I don't know. Like, as I said, innit? It's just a joke, innit? But, usually it's just for cocktail or tequila shots, really.
Well, I feel like cocktails are a bum.
I don't get cocktails.
They are, man.
I don't get cocktails.
Yeah. They don't get you to where you want to be.
I only get mocktails.
Don't still.
If I want to, if I'm at a restaurant, I'm only getting mocktails.
Right. Mocktails?
Because the alcohol just doesn't taste nice with the food.
You think?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever gone to a restaurant and said, like, I'll get maybe a cocktail because, like, one, but other than that, in fact, no, I'll get mocktails now. At restaurants, I'm getting mocktails. I don't get drunk at restaurants.
Swear down.
Yeah, no, I think cocktails taste nice with food because it's sweeter. Yeah,
just don't get like the small glass ones. Like,
if you might get a cocktail and you think it's sweet with the food, get a mocktail. I'm telling you, bro, you enjoy yourself more.
Yeah, of course I would, because it's like drinking a normal
juice. You're drinking a juice. It's like you're trying to drink an alcohol beverage with food. It's like imagine you get a Hennessy cocktail. It's like,
I would never Hennessy do that food. Though. I'd never do Hennessy and Coke with food.
Yeah,
you can't.
I would never do that.
You can't do that.
Like, for me, it's like I'll get food, I'll drink a mocktail, and then I'll go and get drinks after.
So you're not a cheap guy?
No, of course not. No.
I'm like, just saying, that's even...
Confirm that still.
No, like, I'm not, like, but I'm also not going to kill myself.
But hold on, how much are mocktails? Are they not like, just like slightly less than
No, cocktails? It's not about the price. It's about enjoying my meal and my drink. I hate cocktails sometimes. Like, sometimes it's just...
But would you drink that like, before you eat?
Let me think of dates.
I don't.
Man, that's the thing. He's been on too many dates.
Yeah. Bro, I've been dating since I was like 16, bro. Of course I've been on.
Really?
Yeah.
16?
Probably before that. I'm not even joking.
Before that?
Bro, you man don't know about cinema dates. And like...
Yeah, but you're not buying alcohol with that.
No. Oh, if you're talking about alcohol, then obviously... No. That's definitely after 18.
What did you do in the cinema, bro?
What do you mean by that?
It's a straightforward question.
Bro, come on, we're all adults here.
Let me be honest with you, like.
No, we're going in the cinema, innit?
No, let me be 100% honest with you. Like, I've never done anything in the cinema.
Guys, them I can see you now, anyways.
So. No, I only found out after, but like, I've never done anything in the cinema. I think I've only just pecked. I've never actually done anything, which is crazy to me.
What about you?
I ain't done this.
Oh, I'm not doing the PR for you.
Bro, 100%, bro. I haven't done anything in cinema, bro.
I heard it still.
Yeah.
You get me? The thing is, when I was younger...
Did you just point to me?
No, I was gonna get time stamp to zoom in on my face.
When I was younger, obviously, the game wasn't really like that.
Yeah, I hear it.
When I'm older. But I made a lot of mistakes when I was younger.
Oh, no.
I would go to the cinema with a girl for a film that I actually want to watch.
Oh, that's so dumb.
Thank you. It's like, if you was trying to disturb me, I'm angry.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to watch a film.
Yeah.
So don't disturb me, innit?
No. I'll tell you how,
wrong.
I'll tell you how I jammed one time at a cinema. Like, but I did this years later.
Yeah.
So we went to the cinema now. I think this was even for Valentine's. No, no. Yeesh. I don't know if I've said the name about the Valentine before. No, I haven't. But yeah, I went for a cinema, innit?
Mm.
And the film she picked was Alvin and the Chipmunks. And I was confused. Why are you picking this?
Yeah.
I didn't realize this is...
Yeah.
For go time. I just saw it as, okay, she wants to watch Alvin and the Chipmunks. We'll watch Alvin and the Chipmunks. And we watched it. We watched it start to finish. It was a cold film.
That's something I would do as well. Like,
no, but that's when I was young. Bro, my game was bad. No, in fact, it wasn't bad. I could get goals. My finishing was bad. I couldn't score the 3 points.
That's happened to everyone, man.
No, when I was younger, couldn't score the 3 points. I would either get nervous. Bro, I didn't want to talk about... I didn't want to talk about how I had my first kiss.
How old were you?
You can get into it, bro.
How old were you?
My first kiss. Yeesh, bro. Maybe like 14.
Yeah, about 13.
13, 14?
13, yeah,
8 storm. I don't remember.
Like, when I say first kiss, I'm talking about like after primary school. Primary school don't count for me.
Mm.
Which is crazy. I went to primary school, I had a kiss. Bro, I think primary school is mad.
It's kiss chase, innit? I swear.
No, we didn't play that.
Didn't do that store.
Swear.
No, I didn't do that.
About my one
here. Wow. No, but I've heard of kiss chasing, but I just never did that.
Yeah.
But yeah, my first kiss. I don't count as my first kiss, but like, all right, cool. This is mad. Don't clip this either. It's not going clipped. But yeah, I think I must have linked up with her, and it's too specific. I won't say that. But long story short, we linked up, and like. The purpose of the link was to have our first kiss, innit?
Huh?
Yeah, bro.
So because... scheduled.
Bro, like I knew. That's crazy, I knew that is what we were linking up for.
Fair,
she's the one that was like...
Yeah.
Because like, I just wasn't doing it. Because I was... This is when I was very nervous.
Yeah.
So that I can talk to girls, but I'm nervous to do that. Like, do you know what I mean? To make the first move.
Mm.
I don't know why. When I think back, I'm like, I don't know why. I'm like, yeah. So... basically, obviously, like, gone for it now.
Mm.
Like, I ain't even trying to compliment, but I thought that like, the lips were so soft. It's like, yo, lean back, bro. What the hell is going on? I was like, I don't know what happened. I leaned off. Like, it was like a, like, we touched and then I moved back. Bro, I swear I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know what I was doing, and that was it.
That was it.
That was it.
Bro, like, when I tell you, I thought.
She mentioned
it
home.
No, bro. She said, hard. Oh, she said my real name. Oh, but let me say my real name. Let me say my tag. She said, oh, Hoss, you're so cute. Hug me. I said, oh my god. When I think back to that, I'm like, yo, what were you doing, bro?
How embarrassing.
Nah, bro. When I think back to it, I'm like, yo, you were an idiot. I don't know what was wrong with me. But then when I went for my actual first kiss now, I was like, yo, can't repeat that mistake again.
Oh my god.
Mm. I don't know what
experience.
Is though. I don't know how I knew what gone, but from then on, I've just been pattern.
What age gone?
That's just how it was. But what age? What?
What age do you man become like fully confident,
bro?
Like, there's no second guessing in any department.
I can't even lie. I'll say like
uni, innit?
No. I'll say like fully confident. Nah. Can't even say sixth form because I jammed in sixth form as well.
Really?
I
jammed the
sixth form.
Yeah, I jammed
the sixth form.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Am I a
whore, bro?
Like,
is it just me, fam?
No, I jammed the sixth form.
I jammed still. I say about 18.
Yeah.
18 still.
Really?
What's an analogy for finger play?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, so Spider-Man. The first time I ever done Spider-Man, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Same.
Like, fair enough, yeah.
When I done Spider-Man, I tried. I felt, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I came out. I swear down, like I think it's the Magnum that's making me talk today. I swear down.
Never said anything.
I ever smoked this Magnum. But yeah,
it's a safe space.
No, nah, like space. Do you know what I mean? They know what's in it. Like, do you know what I mean? Maybe X-rated name of the podcast today. But yeah, like the first time I done Spider-Man, nah, it went quality storm. So yeah, that was six of them. So I'll say actually uni storm.
Really?
Yeah, I'll say
you. Well.
You must be like 16 then.
Yeah, I say like from 16.
Year 11.
Yeah, from like year 11 still.
No,
obviously I'm not trying to like hang out with like my dirty laundry.
Yeah.
To be honest, I feel like my situation was like kind of weird because.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna ask you a question. Yeah.
Alright.
Just cover your mouth in it. When did you lose your virginity?
16. I don't care.
Fair enough.
I don't care.
Looking back, do you think that's bad?
We can get into the whole situation.
Oh yeah, go on. No,
I'm bothered by it, innit? But what's it called? So yeah, from like yes, to be honest, year 7 to year 8, nothing about girls, wasn't it? That? Year 8, I was in Ghana for a year.
Oh damn.
And then year 9, I came back in it. Year 10 was probably when I started like speaking to girls properly.
The turn.
And okay. I don't know, it was mad weird. Because it was sort of like I was spending more time, you know, like the thing was like, oh, like after school chill, I'm at D's. So the all girls school that was near us, they didn't even know that I'd been at an all boys school since year 7. They thought I'd just joined in year 10.
Why? Because you weren't about?
I wasn't about. Okay. I wasn't active or anything like that. Okay. So after they found out, obviously I was chilling with like more of the mandem or whatever. Yeah. And then it sort of like clocked on. At that point, when I started getting a lot of attention from the girls, then like my confidence was sort of like sky high type thing, innit?
Yeah.
Then the rest is just history, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Fez.
The rest is just history, so.
No, yeah, it weren't the same for me still.
16.
My confidence did not. Like, I could always speak to girls, but I was just nervous to make the first move.
Fez.
Once the first move had been done, maybe the second time, I might be a bit shaky still. Yeah. But after that, then I'm cool because I'm calm with the girl now. I'm confident with the girl. But now, boy.
I think at first I was a bit, like, iffy about it. But it's sort of, you know, like, people, like, there's rumours and people talk.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, my man were coming back to me and like, all right, E-Dot, this girl's saying that she's on you and this girl's saying that she's on you. It's kind of like going into it knowing that you're
get
rejected.
Yeah.
So it's a bit easier.
No, but I would go in knowing that I'm not getting rejected. I would go in knowing that the girl wants this to happen and I'm still shaky to do it.
Oh.
Right.
Press the button, please. What button? This thing.
No, look, the screen. Yeah, it's down, it's pattern. But yeah, like, bro, I don't know. Like, I just, like, it was... Like, cool, I'll give another story time of how I jammed. This was, I think this is even just before I got into sixth form. So I think I was still 16.
Yeah.
We're at an AP now. Mm. And there's a girl I'm talking to. So I think before the AP happened, we were talking, like, saying, yeah, like, XYZ is going to happen. Bear in mind, we were just both joking in, like, about, like, what's going to go down or whatever. But
yeah,
we've now got to the AP. And there must have been a cupboard. So she's gone in the cupboard. I followed in behind.
Mm-hmm. How big was this cupboard, bro? We're in the UK, fam.
Yeah, but remember, this is like when we're 15, so like we're small.
Okay,
fair. Well, I was small-ish, I guess. But but yeah, like, I've gone in this cupboard. And there was a situation with the AP, like, security kept coming up because of noise complaints. It was a flat. But we thought it was an AP, so we got bumped.
Right,
but,
yeah.
So then... I was focused on like, oh, right, I don't want this AP to get closed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read the room. I'm in a closed cupboard with a girl
that
were both interested in each other.
Yeah.
Why didn't I go in? Do you know what I mean?
She probably thought the same thing.
No, bro. I'll tell you exactly what she thought. I laugh at this stuff now because you can't talk to me about having no game now. But back then, boy, like, so I must have left the cupboard now, not thinking about the girl. I left that, like, oh, yeah, what's going on? I thought people were... Like, I thought the AP was getting locked off.
Yeah.
Bro, I think there was a PS4 party the next day. Like, you know the recap session?
Of course.
Yeah.
Bro, on God. She made a voice note to my boy and it included, yo, what's going on with us? Like, does he have game?
I said, Jesus.
How embarrassing.
I said, Jesus. Like, I just said, yeah, like... game in it
because you know that Defo went in her GC first.
Yeah. Went on her GC. Yeah. It came to my boy. I was like, "Yo, yeah, he played it. He played it on the PS4 party."
Now,
I
all the man them. Yeah.
We were playing the PS4. It could have been. It could have been. I could have been, but I said, "Yeah, game,
long day."
What was that 16?
Yeah, I was definitely 16. From uni, I was patterned, but before then,
that time was tough still.
Bro, 16, for me, that was when I made transition, like I told you before we started.
Yeah.
From boarding school to sixth form, it's a complete different dating pool in terms of the demographic.
Your gov to T9.
Yeah, exactly. To put it simply.
That's how we all say it. You went from your gov.
So how was that? Because you said that, like, obviously you transitioned.
Yeah.
So, like, speaking to, like, no girls from a certain demographic now.
Yeah.
What was it like?
Gee, shall I be real?
Secondary school, I wasn't
that guy like that. I was the sporty guy. Like, you know in the films where the guy who's sick at sports, the girls like him.
Yeah.
He didn't have to chat to girls like that.
Yeah.
That was kind of me still. I'm not gonna lie. They knew who I was because I was sick at sports. But when it came down to crunch time, I'm non-existent.
Fair enough.
Like, I didn't know the final, but I didn't have it in my locker.
Whole movie based on you,
bro.
That nervous quarterback,
bro.
that nervous quarterback.
When I look back, like, there was pool parties. I was like, yeah, I just didn't know how to maneuver. I was like, nah, I just focus on sports. I'll be honest. And then I left, and I came to sixth form, and I was like, for like the first 4 months, because we start school in September.
Mm.
From like September to like January, Feb, bro, I was like in the sunken place, bro. I was like, how do you lot do that? Because it's a complete different game, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's much harder to succeed when you're speaking to girls of our demographic. I'm not going to lie, I'll put it simply. It's harder. 100%.
I've heard that, though. 100%.
Why though?
Then again, I'm saying it's harder because from 16, I'm just used to just being around white girls.
Yeah.
Do you know? If I put it simply, oh, how you doing? Yeah, let's go over there.
So, like, what? How's it different,
bro? It's just you got to put in way more effort.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I've heard this online, but I've just never personally experienced it.
Yeah,
because I even saw what's the 30 big boys guy? That guy.
Yeah.
He said the exact same thing. Like, he said that. Yeah, like, white girls just give me the attention.
Yeah,
or I get acceptance from them, whereas black girls don't give them reception.
Because, like, back then, cool, if you're the big black guy that goes gym, that's it.
That's all you need.
It's not even about games. It's about, oh, yeah, he's big, he's black. That's it. I swear to you. But for me, because I didn't have to talk to girls, it was a bit different. Then, when I came to sixth form, for, like, 3 or 4 months, I was, like, I was lost, bro. I'm sure you remember, I was just talking to people. They were, like, what are you doing? I even heard of a babe that was onto me.
Mm.
And, like, bam, I'll tell you what, she's onto you. Might as well. I was like, I don't know how to chat to her, bro.
Fair enough.
Because, like, all I'm used to is what I've been talking from 7 to 11. Yeah, 7 to 11.
So, did you know that the slang?
No, I'm telling you, I'm getting used to all of this.
That's the
first 4 months.
That's the same thing with me when I joined my secondary school. Because, obviously, I went to school with a lot of white people as well.
Yeah.
So, I didn't hear this, like skiing.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the hell that was.
Yeah.
So I had to ask my boy, what does skiing mean?
Yeah.
Like, skiing is something you can't explain.
Yeah, you just get it.
So, like, yeah. I didn't get, like, so I had to ask. But then, like, eventually I just picked up and then, yeah.
Bro.
But before I was on, I think I said it on podcast before. Bro.
There's no way.
I'm trying. Like, I definitely dated a black girl in primary school.
I just if it's not.
No, I'm joking. I feel scared now, man.
I was wild.
I ain't really ventured outside my race, innit?
No, like, I defo, my thing was that if they're pretty, then I'll talk to you, innit?
Yeah.
And because primary school is definitely filled with more white girls,
yeah,
I gravitated to them, like, a lot of the pretty white girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there was a black, to be funny, when the black girl joined, when I first joined the school, that's who I first spoke to.
Really?
So I chatted to her first. Then I then went on to one white girl that I liked for time. Then when I joined my secondary school, it was also a white girl. But I'd always been both. Like, I always liked both girls. Like, yeah, I was always open. That's the thing. But now I'm very much closed off, which is crazy to me. But it's like, that's just life now, isn't it? Like, I'm just closed off from black girls.
Have you not watched Borders?
No.
Yeah. You watch Borders? You see Femi from Borders?
Femi.
The youth that was bare excited to be with the white guys instead of the black guys.
The light skinned guy.
No, dark skin, bro. Aff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like me.
Oh, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
There we go. Whitewash. Slightly, yeah. I can't lie to you.
Yeah.
And then 4 months of being at sixth form, it was just like, I was learning bare new words. I cut my hair off. The first day, I used to wear like a pinstripe full suit, like a duffel bag.
This guy used to wear his...
Boy in the way, boy.
Bro.
Boy in the way.
Bro,
you should have known suited. That as soon as you entered with that, you're getting no girl.
Bro, 110%. I was like, the thing is, like, the first day, I was, bro, double pinstripe suit, I'm the guy. Nah, bro.
What's everyone else wearing?
Bro, like a flipping crew neck jumper, tie, maybe not even a tie, Air Forces. That's what I was wearing in year 13, the whole year.
Damn.
Life changed. It switched like that.
So what's like the story time, yeah, of like when you was first with like a black
girl? First with?
Yeah.
When you say with, are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like it could be dating or
Okay. Dating? Okay, I'll make it simple. In sixth form, like I said, okay, now there was one babe that people were telling me were onto me, didn't talk to her. Then there was another babe. And I thought, okay, well, she's pretty. I started chatting to her. Mm. I'm 16 years old, but bear in mind, yeah. Started chatting to her, but like, whenever I saw her, I'm like, right, what do I say? Because I'm going back to myself in secondary school. I'm like, right, what do I say? So like that broke down for like 4 months. Yeah, because went into summer for like 4 months. I'll be texting her when I get home. Next morning when I see her, I'm like, right, what do I say?
Mm. Oh damn.
I was like, bro, this needs to be sorted out. And then over the summer of year 12, yeah, I don't know what happened. I spent enough time around the man that was like, okay, yeah, I know how to move now.
Pick up. I don't know, it's just natural now, though.
Now it's just natural.
Nah, I don't even think about what I'm going to say to a girl.
It just comes out.
Now it's smooth, but back then.
I think every man has a story time, though, when it comes to failing.
Yeah, definitely.
Numerous times.
When it comes to failing.
Yeah. Come on, bro. I even got another one.
I think I've aired out.
I've aired out too much.
Like, I'm
Benzo. Remember.
Nah, don't even. Nah, I'm real. There's a lot you can't do today, boy. I swear down.
Bro, Benzo, remember when there was a babe that told you that she was onto me? She told you and our boy that she was onto me. Do you remember?
No.
You don't remember?
I'm sorry, I actually don't. If you said the name, obviously, I probably would remember, but still.
I can't even say it. You bleep it.
Yeah, I'll bleep it.
Fez.
You remember, yeah?
Yeah.
She told you or one of our boys that she was, yeah?
Yeah.
I found out, cool, this girl's onto me. I thought she was nice. Mm. Like I said, no prior experience. The next day I seen her, full throttle. I've gone, cool, so we don't have to school you. Is your house free?
Free, I think.
She was like,
oh, buddy.
Next day, she told my boy, she's like, yeah, tell him to calm down, bro.
Yeah, that's that trial and error
stuff. That was it, bro. That was it. Quick crash and burn. That was it.
The crazy thing is that, like, it's a wild thing to say at the time, but when you say it to the right girl,
it's just about being the right girl.
There's always a girl that'll be like,
calm down.
My parents, like, they don't come back until proper late. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You just gotta read it before you say it.
Man, I was even meant to even say one story time I had when I was at work.
What work?
This week, bro.
Okay.
Bro. No, it's not about me, though.
Okay.
It's not about me. It was just in general. But so basically, I must have been on my lunch break now, yeah? So I was just sitting down, I was eating. Then I see a young black couple come around the corner, yeah? And they're holding each other's hands. I was like, okay, yeah. Like, none of my business. Now, why would I care, innit?
Yeah.
I make eye contact with the guy, yeah? The guy dropped his hand. He dropped the girl's hand. And like, you could tell, like, man just, like, he felt awkward sort of to hold her hand, yeah. And the girl suddenly started thinking, like, what's going on? Next thing, I just see the girl storm off in front. I said, brother, go and hold your girl's hand, bro. What are you doing?
Man.
I was like, bro, I'm not judging you for holding your girl's hand, innit?
Was she black?
Yeah, they're both black, bro.
Nah, can't. Yeah, she's about... Man.
Wow, on my life, that's literally it.
No, but bro, we don't look the same age at all, so.
That's a mouth, bro. That's even worse.
When I saw that, I said, like.
Guys only do stuff like that if they know they're not meant to be seen with a certain girl, fam. And true. He probably doesn't recognize you.
Mm.
Or maybe he does, who knows? But like, he knows he's not meant to be seen with her. The season where he dropped the hand.
I just felt like, yo, bro, like, I ain't judging you. Like, bro, obviously, if it was someone our age and it's like someone that you shouldn't be with, then I get it, I guess. But like, I've already seen you, it's too late. So you might as well just firm it.
What's like, a massive reaction, innit?
No, I was shocked, though. I won't even lie. Cause especially if that's... It looked like it was his girl. I mean, it didn't look like just a situation that he's just trying to get.
No, but that's so dumb, though. Because, like, if you don't know how to pattern that situation, that might be it for you.
I'm not gonna lie.
If you don't know what to say, you say the right stuff, that might be that dumb.
Yeah. It might be cut for him still.
I'm not gonna lie.
But yeah, I just thought, like, right, like, some guys, like, it's a bit brazy still. Especially, like, with me, as much as I wasn't on it before... Like when I was younger, holding a girl's hand in public.
Oh, that's calm.
Now yeah. I think that...
If you rate her.
No, to be honest, I wouldn't be outside with garden, right?
Yeah, exactly. There we
that
go.
Means so.
But oh, as you get older, like, it's not as easy and simple as when you were younger still. It's that sort of pattern, to get what I mean. Yeah. Sort of... Before it's kind of like, yo, let's link up and whatever,
innit? Yeah. Nah, it's a dating.
You gotta do stuff now. You gotta take her out on a
date. Yeah, I hear it's doing. You gotta trick.
Et cetera, you know what I mean?
You gotta trick.
The thing is, yeah, there's this complex where guys don't wanna be the one doing the dates, and then there's another you in the picture who's just gotta be like, yeah, I'm free. Come to my
there's
crib.
There's always gonna be a guy like that.
There's always gonna. I don't know about always.
Unless like you're in a proper pattern situation.
Yeah.
Then
there's always gonna be that guy.
When like the market is free. And it's open for anyone to just come and select their player. I promise you.
There's always going to be someone.
Of course, firm it.
For sure.
110%.
For sure. You just do your... Just enjoy what you can do. And then exactly. When you find out...
Just don't think of it. And just be naive.
It's until fine. You find out.
Yeah. Forget to be delusional.
It is. No, a lot of guys are. We just don't take it in.
Because there's nothing you can do, really.
Nah, bro. There's always someone there still. I don't even lie.
But don't lie. Like, the situation will still be the same for you, man. There's probably girls... out there that you man can shout.
Oh.
That like other man then will have to take on bare dates before they even get
oh no for sure.
Exactly.
For sure. I was just thinking.
So when there's a situation like that, like calm, like people can be in both predicaments.
Yeah.
We can be in a position where we have to date a lot.
Yeah.
Before we can before anything can happen. And also like we don't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
So, it's a cycle still.
Exactly. Vicious it's a cycle. It depends on vicious who you
are. It's a cycle, but you can't be the guy who's doing the dates too much.
It depends on where you are on the food chain, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You can't be that low down.
Focus on yourself.
You can't be that low down.
You know what I mean? That's crazy. That's a food chain.
That's what it is, though.
It's a dog eat dog world, fam. Facts. So do what you can to make sure you're at the top of the food chain, then
but, we've all calm. I think it's safe to say we've all been the guy who's not been the sneaky link.
Not being the sneaky.
As in, like, you're the guy taking her out, not the guy, yo, come to my crib, 2 a.m.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know, but it's possible, though, isn't it? It's possible.
Now, of course, it's very possible. I wouldn't know because, like...
You ain't found out.
I ain't ever, one, found out, two, ain't ever... Like, I ain't ever felt like it's that because I'm always on the call. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm always the one on the call. I've always got her time.
Okay, yeah, he.
Do you know what I mean?
The real gallus is here.
No. But that's to be honest, I'm actually just being honest, isn't it? Like, I've always been the one. I'm always the one that's FaceTiming a girl, so I'm on the phone all the time. Do you know what I mean? Depending on who the girl is, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm taking her serious, then I've always got her time.
But some women are tricky, bro.
No. That's what I'm saying. No, so I've never found out. I've never found out.
Believe that, fam. Like.
No, it's true. That's why I said I've never found out. But it definitely could have happened, innit? Everyone can get done, innit?
When did you, man, have, like, your first heartbreak?
I ain't been heartbroken, so...
Really?
I've been in pain. I ain't been heartbroken, innit?
Yeah.
I've never spoken about this.
I don't think I can...
Today you'll speak about it.
Are you going to talk about heartbreak?
Nah, I don't.
But that Magda really got bro, to you, bro.
Nah,
it's an open space, nah, fam. Like,
I don't know. I don't know if I was speaking on that still.
Pain. When was this? Again, I think I was like maybe 16, 17.
Why is it that all the random is always age 16?
To be fair, because like, that's when I made bare mistakes.
That wasn't my heartbreak, though, but I was definitely in pain. And I've said this story on the podcast. Like,
actually,
long story short, like, I was dating a girl. She basically wanted it over with me, but like she ain't told me this yet. I've gone to speak to her, like, in that like, obviously where you link up with the girls now. I've gone to speak to her. She's walked past me. I'm thinking, whoa, what's going on? I've tried to go speak to her again. She's tried to walk past me again. Then her friend comes up to me. It's like, yeah. The friend comes up to me. The friend says, sorry, but like basically, like, she doesn't really want to talk to you anymore.
Spokesperson.
She sent a messenger. Dark. But do you know what it is though? Like,
that's a different level of disrespect. You have the respect to come and speak to me person to person.
No, bro. I think like I actually wanted to beef her that day. Like, I was like, why didn't you say it to me? Like, what? But obviously, like, I was in pain still. But yeah. I was too young for me to even remember now, like, how it was. Do you know what I mean? But like, that's the first time I was hurt.
Yeah.
But then again, like, I got my get back in it.
What was that saying?
Like, I just spin back round in it. I spun back round when the time was right, innit? With me, like, I have to pick up from my mistakes, innit? They go in the closet.
Spun around.
See, that's the one situation. You're the one I was saying.
She might be listening to this now, but so.
That's wild. Welcome.
Shout out to you, baby.
You're tuned into What We Saying podcast.
Thank you.
What was I saying? Yeah, the one when I was texting her, but I was too nervous to talk to her in real life.
Mm.
Is even what we were saying before. Like, it turned out that I was the Don texting her.
Damn.
Putting an effort. And then I just get that one day, I'm like, oh yeah, you know she's, or she was at.
Damn.
That was a turning point. I won't even lie to you.
Needs that turning point. I don't even know what my turning point was, but my turning point. I think my turning point was definitely in the last like 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear.
I was a good guy.
We all were, bro.
I was a good guy. Now I'm a smart guy.
I'm fair.
It's a good way to phrase.
Now I'm a smart guy. I ain't gonna just, you get me, get taken for a fool.
Yeah.
But back then, could have definitely taken me for a fool storm.
I feel like at the beginning, like you sort of go in, like genuine feelings, genuine thoughts, and everything like that, innit? And then you just get played.
Yeah.
Like I came into the game.
That's what it is though, isn't it? Like,
the fact that we all took it in, bro.
You guys know
what
I'm saying, isn't it? So I came into the game like 16, got patterned by the game at 16.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was, I wouldn't say it's tough, yeah. Because at that feeling, I think at that age, you don't really know what like real genuine feeling
is. Don't.
And you know what pain is.
Yeah.
You don't know what like real genuine feeling is. But like, yeah, like it was dark.
So you've been heartbroken though?
I wouldn't say heartbroken. At the time, when I was 16, I would say, yeah, that's heartbroken.
Yeah.
Now when I look back at it.
You were just hurting.
Yeah, it was more of pain in it. So obviously the situation was like, again, I was new to the game type thing, innit? And I was speaking to this girl who was in a group chat that like my cousin had put me in. And we were going like back and forth and chopping up and whatever. And I spoke to her and she was having it, innit? And this is the time that I wasn't really like locked in with like bare girls type thing, innit? So obviously everything I was doing was like quite genuine.
Yeah.
But I didn't have like any sort of ulterior motives or anything like that, innit? Obviously, bro. I dislike this girl so much right now, yeah.
What, till now?
Yeah. Well, not till now, because I don't carry hate in my heart.
Fair enough.
I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
But at the time, yeah, man, it took me like a minute to go over it. But yeah, we're chopping up, we're speaking, and then I shouted her one time, and we're speaking a bit more again, like obviously to know each other a lot more. And she told me that, right, like she's got a boyfriend. Now, it was a weird moment in time, yeah, because this was back in the day when TMG was a big thing.
Oh, damn.
Remember, everyone was sort of like, take man's girl, type thing, innit? Like, it was a proper flex.
Yeah.
So I'm either thinking, okay, I'm not going to lie, if she's shouting me or whatever, like, it's a pattern, you know what I mean? It's not me that has to deal with anything, it's her. And she was a bad girl.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to say her name.
Yeah.
Tara. Anyways, she was a bad girl, innit? So, obviously, she was FaceTiming me.
Wait, do you want me to bleep that by then?
Don't bleep it. She was on FaceTime to me, because bro, there's gonna be another victim. You know what I mean? So I need to make the man aware.
Yeah,
she was FaceTiming me while she was at like her man's yard type thing. Like I was saying hi to little bro. That's how tough it was. Anyways, I was bored, didn't care. It got to a point where like we were speaking a lot more and whatever. Like I used to remember after I leave yards to go secondary, like there was like a short period when I was on the bus, maybe like 15, 20 minutes, every day we'll speak on the phone.
Yeah.
So obviously now feelings are getting like a lot more. Whatever. And there was one time that I was at my boy's crib and I shouted her, like I gave her a call. This time it was like, I was on FaceTime audio. I didn't like the calls, the FaceTime audio was clearer. It was like, you know, playing. Yeah. She picked up. Obviously I was speaking to her and I was like, yo, I'll be real, get into a situation now where like we're speaking a lot. I know you got a man and whatever. Actually, nah, I'm even jumping the ship. Let me take your man back a little bit more.
I feel like we're awakening some.
let me take your man back a little bit more, innit? Before that situation even happened, yeah, we were speaking. And it got to the point where it was like, okay, cool, when am I gonna see you type thing, innit?
Yeah.
She was like, okay, cool, she's gonna come over, whatever. She came over. Came to the crib.
Type shit.
And at that point, there's no private stories. So like, when she was taking my phone and snapping herself, she's posting the main story.
Oh my God.
So obviously, I had man them shouting me like, bruh, is this your thing or whatever and so forth. And I was just kind of like, yeah.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Is what it is. She had a man at this time.
Wow.
So anyways, yeah, fast forward again.
She's bad, dude.
Brother, she's bad. Anyway, we were on the phone and I was like, you know what? I know my worth.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
I know who I am. Before I was like, you know, I'm okay with being that guy in it if I was getting some.
Yeah.
But like, I was at the point where like, I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of nasty. I don't want to be sharing or
anything. Yeah.
Man's not into that. So I was like, okay, cool. Basically, it's me or him.
Yeah.
Type thing, innit?
Yeah.
And I hung up the phone and I was happy, bro. Like, do you know what I mean? I was about business.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. I made my boy was like, you know, if she picks him, yeah, like you're an idiot. Yeah, I was like, no, it is what it is. At least I've said,
yeah, you
what
said
I'm going
what you
in
to
it.
Say, yeah.
I said, we're not doing nothing or going nowhere. If man has to be on the sharing thing or whatever, she was like, okay, cool. She called me back like maybe like 30 minutes later, was like, oh, I just broke up with him.
Damn.
I was like, okay, calm. And I was naive and bliss for at least another like 2 months or whatever, thinking it's calm, it's cool. Like, I've got a babes now.
Yeah.
She was, I'm not gonna lie, she was attractive at the time. You know what I mean? My preference is different now, isn't it?
Oh, fair.
So, like, but as we grow, people become less attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts.
So I was thinking, okay, cool. Say nothing. It's all patterned. Then she started moving a bit too weird, innit? And there was this time when my boy shouted me and was like, oh, there was someone that like she linked or something like that, innit? Tried to get into it. I was like, you know what? I don't believe you type thing, innit? I should have believed him. But I was like, you know what? I don't believe you. I'm airing it. Then she done some peak thing, yeah, when it was on Snap and she went to some motive or whatever. She was already like wearing like an outfit. I was like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, what you're wearing is a bit too like breezy, especially, and we're like 16 at this age as well. So it's even more, like, it's even worse. She posted a video now of her sitting on some guy's lap. I tried to shout her about it. I was like, welcome, what's going on? She was like, oh, you wasn't meant to see that. not even nothing happened. You wasn't meant to see that. And she deleted it. Again, this was, there wasn't private stories at this time. This was main story.
So who's meant to see it?
She posted it by accident. It was meant to be sent to like one of her friends.
Yeah.
But got posted by accident. So after that, I was thinking, nah, something's fishy. Then I FaceTime her the next day, yeah, and she's got some massive mark on her neck. I'm like, what's the mark? Like, what's going on? And then she tries to say, oh, like it's nothing. It's just like a little bruise or something like that, innit? After that, I heard another story about how she went and linked some other guy and done whatever in it. I was fed up at this point. So I was like, you know what, bunny, not interested, I'm not trying to fix nothing. I was like, explain what it is that was on your neck. She was like, oh, it's a hickey. This is that rhesus hair. After that, I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, man's done still. So obviously I was an idiot back then, innit? Because I thought, okay, cool, I can take man's girl. And like, she wasn't gonna get taken from me, innit?
Yeah.
Absolutely got taken from me still.
Is it Cadet that said that?
Cadet that said that. So it was took tough.
A girl from someone,
but like after that,
from you.
Yeah,
it was just your turn, innit?
Yeah,
literally, it's just your turn, innit?
It was character building, though.
Of course, no, but that's crazy. Though, like,
that's the turning point.
That was turning point. After that, I didn't trust no gal.
That thing is mad though.
No one
family. I don't think they understand what it does to a guy though.
They don't.
It's serious though. I won't even lie. Like, that story has affected me just now. I swear down. Like, that's actually crazy. Especially at 16.
Right, at 16, do you get what I mean?
Nah,
like,
that's crazy.
I never experienced, like, getting cheated on or whatever.
Yeah.
She was, like, the first one that I'd been with as well. And, like,
also,
my first proper, like, relationship type thing. So, obviously, I was gassing. I was excited. I was dumb. Because I should have known that, like, if she can cheat on someone else, she can cheat on me as well.
Yeah.
But, obviously, you know, like, you're going with genuine feelings. So, you feel like, so you think the best of everyone.
It needs to happen though.
Quick 360 on me still.
It needs to happen though to guys though. Like 100%. maybe not cheating, but like something needs to happen.
That
gives you that switch.
Yeah. Because
once you have the switch now, you can actually assess people properly.
Yeah.
Because if the switch was on for that girl, you would know that. Like, bro, I just took her from someone, bro. Like,
literally,
this should just be one thing and one thing only. Can't be serious. But yeah, still, man. That's.
Well, when you saw like the snap of her on the lap, like, how'd you react?
I was fuming, bro. Because the thing is, like, would you know what it is? This was a time, where obviously there was no private stories.
Mm.
So it was main story.
Yeah.
But on Snap, there was custom.
Yeah.
So you could custom your main story so that certain people can't see it.
Yeah. That was on custom back then.
Yeah.
My days.
So obviously I went on it and I saw it and I shouted her. And she said, oh, you wasn't meant to see that. And then she deleted it.
Mm.
So I thought, she didn't delete it. She put it on custom.
Custom, yeah.
I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So I shot my cousin. And he's like, can you see it? She said, yeah, I saw it. So after that, I was like, you know, you even taking a mic. You didn't even delete it. Like, you're still showing it out. And it wasn't sort of a thing where, like, it was bait. She was recording herself and the room was dark.
Yeah.
You couldn't see anything.
But you could
see. But a little bit, you can see the guy raise his hood.
Yeah.
A little bit. So I knew she was sitting on someone's lap.
Do you know the guy?
Of course not.
Okay,
first. Just some random bread.
First.
I would have been done there, so.
Bro, but there is, though, like, at 16, though. At 16, some man, like, bro, like,
self-aware is there.
Some guys actually, like, will just, like, try to brush past it, innit? Like, especially if she's a baddie, innit? I'm not gonna lie. Especially at that age as well.
At that point, like, I wasn't even thinking, I was thinking, okay, cool. She's disrespecting him by sitting on his lap, innit?
Yeah.
But I didn't think, like, anything
was gonna go down, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Just naive.
That needs to happen to some guys, innit?
I hear it still, yeah. It's true. It's true. And then it won't happen again. I hear it still, yeah.
Oh, yeah, now, like,
I think it's the best of everyone, but now.
Yeah, you can't still, yeah.
Now it's tough.
I hate that we ended on that note, though. Nah, because Calla wicked, bro. Calla wicked, bro. These lot actually gave us extra 30 minutes, though. That's crazy.
I kind of knew she would do it, though.
I had a feeling, but
because was it not last week? Was it last week she did the same thing?
No, we came on time, Storm.
Yeah, we came at 8 o'clock. We
came on time, but yeah.
I even wanted to mention something.
Yeah, go on.
You posted a TikTok about the drunk eyes.
Yeah.
Was that you?
That was him, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I've forgotten what was.
Now you're too experienced.
That's not too experienced.
He says something about the shisha pipe.
The shisha.
It's not bro, really a shisha pipe.
I said, nah, this guy's dirty.
On TikTok, I was like, rah.
Is like, when I make my videos and whatever, like, it needs to be relatable.
No, 100%.
So.
That blew up. That definitely blew up.
Yeah, well, when I'm speaking that, like, I'm speaking on stuff that, like, I've seen.
Yeah.
Like,
and
so forth. But, like, it's the truth.
It's the real. That's the thing, though.
Like, it's the truth. No. That's why when you said, oh, we speak about the Henny thing,
yeah.
I was like, have you been with a girl that's been off the Henny, bro?
Bro, like.
Do you know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying.
They're really on that shisha pipe, bro. Like, they're really on it, bro. So, I'm sure.
No, don't get twisted. Man hears, I get it. But, like, I think that's why people, like, mess with your content, innit? It's just real, like, people can actually relate to that, like, that shisha pipe. Like, when you said that TikTok, I said, yo, like, bro, when Gala,
the drunk guys are serious,
when Gala bro, on something,
we'll be in that situation where, like, they look at you, the lashes, bro,
eyes on the low, like, bro, like, eyes on the low. Sometimes they'll look at you, yeah, it's like, don't lose composure in it. Like, you have to show your own back in it so that they crumble, not me, innit? Nah, bro. That's why people mess with the content still, I'll be real.
I appreciate it.
That's why we thought, let's get you on it, you keep it rolling it.
I appreciate it.
But yeah, man, I think we should. I don't want to take the piss in that.
What?
With timing in
time,
I want to take the piss. That
one, X-rated?
Yeah, you can put X-ray, but make sure you put some clickbait in it.
Yeah,
get people to click in it. But yeah,
that's 1, 2, 4.
Episode 1, 2, 4 still.
Yeah, that's
E dot, man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you lot. Appreciate for coming, man. For real.
Yeah, I've missed you, man. Stuff for a minute still. So
I appreciate that.
I'm waiting for the call up.
It's hard in this game, though. I swear down this podcast is hard. It's tough.
Like when you reach out to people and like they accept it, it's.
That's refreshing, still. Yeah. It's refreshing. It's refreshing.
It's all love. War starting from somewhere. I like it. Trying to be somewhere else. So.
Yeah. Yeah, still. Nah, we appreciate it, though, for real.
Yeah.
But well, yeah, man. Episode 124, innit?
124. What we say in pod, Insta, TikTok, all everywhere, that good man. Stuff. You know what to do, man.
Where can they find you? What's your socials, man?
Yeah. E-dot show on TikTok, E-dot underscore show on Snap, and Insta as well. So yeah.
Bears, man.
Move. But yeah, other than that, obviously, like, comment, subscribe, check the polls.
Tell your friend to tell your friend, man.
Tell your family. Yeah, Tina and everybody, thanks for coming, man.
And Q's been your boy, Hustle Hustler. Stay with the hustle, my people.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy, Benzo, in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you lot in the next one still.